Is another Classic Hits sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents high school football.
Third and goal from the 3 for Donovan Trumbull. They've gone all the way inside the 5. Rolling, Cosgrove looking. He's got to keep it himself inside the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Donovan Trumbull. 85-yard drive.
Tonight, it's a C2 Top 10 matchup from Sutton as the undefeated Mustangs battle the 4-1 Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
So Sutton will get it here. They'll have a handoff with Noah Johnson down the sideline. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. St. Cecilia's 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. They had a little reverse there. That was not a very deep kick by Michael Wynn. They have a reverse to the far side, and the same guy who scored the touchdown in the first half of play, Noah Johnson, brings it back for a touchdown.
It's the first chilly night of the football season, but these squads remain red hot. Sutton looks to carry their momentum from last week's upset of Hastings St. Cecilia back home as they tangle with 10th-ranked Donovan Trumbull. It's the Cardinals and Mustangs coming up next, but first to the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Sutton with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Friday Night Football here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is a crisp Friday night on this first Friday in October. Doug Duda with you here from Sutton, Nebraska, where we have a C2 Top 10 matchup between the 5th-ranked Sutton Mustangs and the 10th-ranked Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Glad to have you along with us on today's contest as we look for some really good football in the area tonight. Also on our sister station, ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic is at Cozad in a C1 top 10 battle. The winner of that most likely will win the district title and clinch themselves a spot in the playoffs, although both are headed that way anyway. Kind of the same story here, although the winner is not going to clinch a spot. It would be a lot closer to clinching if Sutton gets the job done tonight, because this is not an easy district. And Sutton coming off that big win against Hastings St. Cecilia last week. Donovan Trumbull, their only loss came to Blue Hill, who is 4-1 on the season, and their only loss came to Thayer Central. So a lot of 4-1, 5-0 teams in this part of the state of Nebraska, and this looks like where we could see the strength of C2 in the Western bracket this season. Throw in North Platte St. Pat's in this group, and you're going to have some really good football teams. Of course, for both of these teams, it's been a process of growing. They have all taken their lumps. A lot of these kids that are playing tonight, some of them started as freshmen, most of them as sophomores. Very junior-oriented team for Sutton. And for Donovan Trumbull, some of their skill position kids took their lumps when they were just little freshmen and sophomore. They're growing up, and they're playing some good, good football. In fact, put up 73 points last week against Superior. We'll get to hear from both of the coaches, Steve Raymer from Sutton, and also the head coach, Brett Breckner, from Donovan Trumbull. We'll take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Getting ready for a top 10 battle tonight as Donovan Trumbull travels to Sutton to take on the Mustangs. And head football coach Brett Breckner joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And coach, has to be a little smile when you're involved in a top 10 battle. That means your team has done very well, and so has the opponent tonight.
Yeah, our kids are really excited. We're really excited about a great opportunity for two good high school football teams to get after it, and we're excited about it. It should be a big one.
This looks like it's the crossroads of your season. You've bounced back very well after the night at Blue Hill, who has turned out to be an outstanding football team. And then the next three games, Sutton and St. Cecilia on the road, and Ravenna, a traditional power. This is kind of going to tell you, is everything for real?
Absolutely. I know we looked at this on the schedule, and we knew these would be, the end of the year would really see where we're at and test where we're at, and we're excited about that. We've been building all year, and I think we're getting better week after week, and we're excited to see where we stack up over the next few weeks and play some good hard-nosed football teams.
Sometimes you don't realize how good the teams that you're playing are until about 3 weeks later. Southern Valley's turned out to be good. You knew how good Thayer Central was going to be. Blue Hill's been running the table since you played them. What about the way your team has played the first five?
Yeah, I think we played pretty well. I really felt like we didn't get our best game out there against Blue Hill, and that hurt us. But we also went back and reevaluated some things and looked at things we needed to do better, and I think our kids have responded really well to that. I think we've been playing better defensively. That's been a big part of things. And then obviously offensively we've been doing some good things. Our line has really came together. From the beginning of the year till now, and are doing some really good things. And obviously Jordan Slough's had a great year thus far, and is playing really well. And then Riley Wilfong at quarterback's been doing some nice things for us and distributing the ball. We've got a lot of guys making plays on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, we've got a chance, obviously, Brent, to see you at least once the last couple of years. And that line, I guess you always had the skill players. Of course, they seem to be a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and finally they've grown up a little bit for you. Is line the one thing that you had been lacking the last couple seasons?
I felt like our line's always been all right. I think these guys have been running our system, since they're in junior high, and it's really kind of become ingrained in them. And this group of guys, I mean, there's not any one guy that really stands out that's, this outstanding player, but as a group, they just do a great job. They get downfield blocking. They're blocking 10, 15 yards downfield. They get off the ball well, and that's been really good. It's really opened up our zone running game. The guys have played very fast, and, we had a guy that was playing wideout last year, and that's an offensive lineman for us, and a guy playing running back that's an offensive lineman for us, and they've really responded well.
Talking with Brent Breckner, he is the head football coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals as they get ready to take on Sutton tonight. You mentioned, Riley, you are a rare team right now, at least in the ones that we've been covering. The successful teams have been running the football, and you're doing that, but you've also got a good amount of passing yards. You've got some kids that are hauling in passes for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I think we've responded really well there. Nathaniel Armand's done a really good job at wideout for us, made some big plays, and has caught a lot of touchdowns. Kenny Pfeiffer has had a good year thus far catching the football, and Riley's just done a really good job distributing the ball and taking what's there and not forcing things. And I mean, we really even kind of feel like we'd like to get the ball to a few more of those guys a little more often. So, as he continues to develop, I think that'll continue to happen. But he's done a great job taking care of the football and doing what we've asked him to do.
Tell me a little bit about your defense and what hasn't, when you do get in trouble or when you have had some problems, what are the couple of things that you've had to work on to get better at?
Early on it was just, it's a new scheme. We went into the 3-5 and made some changes, felt like we had some good linebackers and some things we could do. And early on it was just, understanding the defense and getting good at it and playing it and playing our responsibilities. We really have talked about over the last few weeks of playing more physical, playing more downhill, and just being a more physical football team. And our guys really have responded, especially against Thayer Central, who's a good, tough football team, and they really responded last week and played really good physical football, and then just rallying to the ball after that. And I've been pretty happy with the development of that. I think we need to continue to take another big step forward this week, and that's been a huge point of emphasis.
Well, give us your preview of Sutton. What have you seen on tape that you're getting ready for here?
I tell you what, they're tough in all three phases of the game. They've had some big kick returns, some big punt returns. They've got good team speed. They do a lot of things that make it really difficult on you. Offensively, with their option game and their quarterback, Cole Wiseman's done a really nice job. They've got a couple of different running backs that do a good job. The Raymer kid runs tough. And then They've got some good guys on the edge that'll go haul in passes in the play action game and things like that. So they're just really balanced. They're really balanced in all phases of the game. They're going to run the ball and run the ball and run the ball, and then when you suck up on the run, they want to throw it over the top. And then same thing defensively. They're solid. It's nothing real flashy. Their kids play extremely hard. They play extremely physical. And I see a lot of kind of the same attributes, maybe in a different way between the two teams. We play hard. We're not overly, the size-wise, neither team's overly big, but we try to play physical and we play pretty fast.
And what's the attitude like this week for the kids as you get ready for this part of the season? How's practice been this week?
It's been really good. We're excited. I mean, our kids see this as a great opportunity. We've kind of been building towards it, and they're excited. You know, last year we lose in overtime, and that's kind of something that stuck with us as coaches and with our players, and we kind of want to get that taste out of our mouth a little bit, and it's been really good. The kids are excited. They're fired up and ready to, you know, go play a big football game and see where we stack up.
All right, Brent, we'll let you get back to preparations. Look forward to a good football game tonight. Thanks for the time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
All right, thanks.
That is the head football coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, Brent Breckner. We'll be back and talk with Sutton coach Steve Raymer. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Let George's be your one-stop shop for ground and aerial spraying. George's offers all types of custom spraying for most any need. Call today at 773-5581. That's 773-5581. With over 25 years of experience, you know that you're getting a qualified professional spraying company. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Sutton getting ready to take on Donovan Trumbull, kind of right in the middle of a very difficult schedule. They've beaten Southern, and they've only lost once. They beat Malcolm. That's their only loss. Last week, they clipped St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull and Thayer Central, their next two football games. Steve, it seems a long time ago that we were talking about a state golf championship.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, it's some of the been a good last year and a half here.
Well, let's talk about this football team. Made it into the playoffs last year, maybe not with the record you were hoping for, and so you kind of thought and your staff thought this team had a chance to really do some special things, even though they weren't the number one pick for this district, which is a juggernaut.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great teams in the district, and I think you have to go with a little tradition there. You know, St. Cecilia would be your obvious pick. Donovan Trumbull returned a lot of speed. Thayer Central, you know, returned just practically everybody, so you know, we're probably an afterthought in the district, and you know, it's still a real tough district and anybody's district to have. Last year we felt that, you know, turnovers kind of were the way for us. We averaged about 20. We had 25 turnovers on the year, and we only had about 8-10 takeaways. So that was a big thing for us to concentrate on this year, is not beating ourselves.
And how's that gone so far?
You know, so far I think we've only had 2 turnovers, and we've created 8. So anytime we can stay on the positive side of that, you know, you have a good chance to win a lot of games.
Well, let's talk about the marquee win last week. St. Cecilia hadn't lost a regular season game since 2006, and then 2 close ones, both kind of on the final scoring play, at least kickoff returns or punt returns. But that's a tough place to play and a big, big win for your program.
It was. It was, you know, and we didn't play particularly well. We had a touchdown called back and another drop touchdown pass in the end zone, a wide open receiver. So, but that happens, and you know, I think we really focused on our defense this year, and you know, that way you have one of those games where you make a few mistakes. Your defense can always keep you in the game, and that's been the kind of the case for us this year.
Steve Raymer, head football coach of the Sutton Mustangs, joins us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We've already seen it happen a couple of times this year, not necessarily the team getting beat the next week, but Blue Hill struggled after they beat St. Cecilia, and we've seen it with some other big wins. How do you keep this team focused off of a huge win like that?
Well, you know, it's we really have to just maintain our focus because, you know, Malcolm was a big game for us. They came in, and they looked pretty tough on film, and We knew St. Cecilia, looking at them on film, that they were going to be tough, and Donovan Trumbull's no different. This is a team that can spread you out and do a lot of different things. They got a lot of different weapons, and, you know, they're going to be tough, too. So, you know, we either bring our A game or we're going to go on, go home unhappy about it.
Well, it looks like it all starts, as it usually does, with really good football teams on the line. Talk about your O and D linemen.
You know, our O line's a really experienced group. We're all seniors up front with Max Olson as our center, and then we've got Jake Noose and Robbie Kelly as our two guards, and Harrison Beal and Levi Henry, also seniors, as our tackle, and our tight ends, Reed Stone as a senior. And, you know, they've done a great job. We're not overly big at all, but we're smart up front, and we get off the ball well and, you know, do a good job of maintaining our block and driving our feet. And I think our speed on the line helps a lot with what we do and kind of been an advantage to us. And the big thing is just the adjustments we can make during the game with a smart group of kids that understand the game of football is that, you know, we're pretty open to anything we can do and change our blocking scheme at any moment. And they work a lot out in the huddle as well, so it's kind of a bonus for a coach.
Steve Raymer, head football coach at Sutton, is with us. You guys have been able to move the ball the first 4 weeks of the season, and you mentioned that slowed down a little bit last week. Were there some things that you had to address in practice this week?
Yeah, we did. We just, you know, maintained our blocks of the linebackers a little bit better job, and then not beating ourselves. You know, like I said, we had to drop a touchdown pass. We had a penalty call back another touchdown. You know, and in that game, you know, that'd be 28 points there. And, you know, that would have been a little different there at the end of the game. You know, instead of trying to get first downs to run out the clock, it had been over. But, you know, we had a chance to punch another one out at the half-yard line. So, you know, it was a night that we could have put 35 on the board. We only got 14. So, you know, once again, sometimes it's going to happen. You got to rely on your defense a little bit, and, you know, with an experienced group on defense, and that worked out well for us.
Take me through your passing game if you need one.
Well, you know, right now we haven't used it a whole lot, but, you know, percentage-wise, you know, we're completing about 85% of our passes. I think we're 11 or 15 for the year, and so, you know, when we need to, we practice on it every day because, you know, eventually, you know, it's going to have to be something that we do. And, you know, we're a play-action passing team, so we're gonna make you load the box and stop our run first. And when you do, we've got, you know, several options to go to, throwing the ball. And, you know, having the speed that we have, you know, really puts you in a kind of a trouble if you're going to go man coverage on us.
And tell me a little bit about Donovan Trumbull and how you think you match up with them and how they match up with you.
Yeah, they got good speed, too, so they're going to answer that question as far as speed on speed, and that's going to be a great make a great matchup. The Slough kid for them is kind of a running back. They also use him as a receiver some, and, you know, he's extremely fast and, you know, a good athlete. And, yeah, you know, he's, you know, their quarterback does a great job of hitting receivers. And you know, like I said, they spread you out. They got to go quick to the line, make some audible calls by their coach at the line. And you got to be ready for a fast-paced game. And on the offensive side of the ball, we've got a, you know, they run a 3-5 defense, and they'll vary from a 4-4 to a 5-3 and, you know, do a lot of different things. We just have to do what we do and make sure we pick up our blocks, get a hat on a hat, and take care of the football.
Well, Steve, both teams, 4 out of the 5 games this season have went crazy offensively. Are you looking at this as a shootout type football game or more like a game you had last week where it was defensive?
You know, I think it'd be more like a game it was last week, but, you know, we'll find out. I mean, you know, they do some things that could put you in some poor situations, and so do we. And, you know, I think it'll be whoever stays the most fundamentally sound, does a good job tackling, eliminates their turnovers. You know, if either team goes out and has 3 or 4 turnovers, it'll get lopsided in a hurry because both teams are good enough to take care of that. But, you know, usually when you get two teams together, that scoring comes down a little bit because they usually have pretty good defenses, why they're a good team as well.
Well, if it's a close game and we could see some special teams, and that was big for you last week, take me through your punters, your kickers, the other guys besides your kickoff return that you had for a touchdown last week.
Well, we got the same guys deep on us, Brody Yost and Noah Johnson are both 2 deep threats for us, and they've each, you know, either got a, I think Noah's got a punt and 2 kick returns, and Brody's got a punt return, so special teams have been huge for us. You know, we're kind of waiting for that team to kick away from us or kick it out of bounds, and, you know, the bonus part of that is that you know, it gives us good field position. So, you know, having the quality special teams is, you know, that's a big portion of the game, and, you know, something we have to continue to improve on. But the same fact, they've got good special teams too, because they put some quick kids back there as well, and it'll probably leave us in the same situation. Do we kick to them, or do we kick out of bounds and get in the better field of position? So it'll be kind of a chess match between the two, what we decide to do and when you decide to do it.
Coach, you kind of see this as the culmination of getting this team where they wanted to be. It's obvious that this team was down for a little bit, and you're getting closer, and you're getting closer, and you're getting closer, and you're looking for that first playoff win since 2004.
Yeah, I mean, that's the object when we first got here at Sutton a couple years ago was, develop what we do is make the playoffs, and then that's a guarantee. And then, what we do from that moment is try to build the fact that we're going to win playoff games and be disappointed if we don't. And I think that the mentality of this group is that their goal at the beginning of the year is to play in the state title game. And to do that, they got to focus hard on what's in front of them. And, our next opponent is Donovan Trumbull, and we never want to get caught looking any farther than that opponent and focusing on that, because we always tell them, you can't go 13-0 unless you go 6-0. So we've got to make sure that we really focus on Donovan Trumbull, and that's been our main priority this whole week.
Well, Coach, we look forward to a great top 10 matchup tonight. Thanks for having us over, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Hey, we're glad to have the coverage, and thanks for coming.
That is the head football coach of the Sutton Mustangs, Steve Raymer, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back to Sutton with the starting lineups right after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a good neighbor pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, Sutton Pharmacy is ready to help. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what's best for you and your family. For everything to get you well and stay well, trust Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, 210 North Saunders in Sutton.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9, and as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're here in Sutton. First time that I've had an opportunity to broadcast a football game in Sutton. We've been at the school. We've been at the gym to do a variety of contests. But up on the top of the hill here tonight, so anytime they do get some wind, it's going to catch it. There's a good shelter belt here, and the field is laid out in the outfield of the baseball diamond, where, of course, Sutton has been so successful over the last handful of years with Coach Steve Sponberg, who's one of the assistants here for Sutton. It's also homecoming, and so that is what every coach dreads just a little bit, homecoming ceremonies to take away some of the focus of your athletic program. And, of course, coming off that big win, as you heard from Coach Raymer, coming off the big win against St. Cecilia and his homecoming, his team will have to stay focused tonight against a very good Donovan Trumbull football team. Well, let's take a look at our injury situation tonight. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center has two locations in Kearney, along with Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Excellence in rehabilitation. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center gets you back into the game of life. They're located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic in Kearney in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. For Donovan Trumbull, they've been missing Lorenzo Williams since right out of the gate. He was injured in the first game with an ankle, then came back and injured his finger. And Coach Breckner hoping that they will have him back. But Lorenzo Williams, one of their top running backs here, just a junior, and has seen a lot of playing time. So that's why Jordan Slough, nearly 1,000 yards. He's getting all the carries, basically, when the game is still in doubt for Donovan Trumbull. And also out is Jonah Blaze, a lineman, number 76, 230-pound junior. He is out for Donovan Trumbull as well. On the other side of the ledger, the Mustangs have been fairly lucky here from Sutton. They have not been banged up too much. They have a few less kids on their roster than does Donovan Trumbull, but things are going fairly well for Sutton, and let's hope that it stays that way. And that is our injury report. Hopefully we don't get any tonight, but if we do, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is there for you, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic, and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. We'll be back after this.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now is the time to buy Smart Strand DuPont Sirona during Mohawk's anniversary sale, September 26th through November 6th. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
Let's take a look now at tonight's starting lineup here on Classic Hits. On the New Tech Seed pregame show, our starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The visitors tonight, Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, and they'll go like this. At center number 53, a 165-pound senior in Joe Diamond. The guards on the left side, number 72, 195-pound junior Eric Tobin. And the right guard, number 50, 185-pound senior Blake Treat. The tackles on the left side, number 54, 185-pound senior Aaron Ettinger, and on the right side, number 73, 195-pound junior in Grady Cook. The tight ends are number 4, 185-pound junior Creighton Burr, and number 6, 170-pound senior Ian Askey. The wide receivers for the Cardinals are number 2, 160-pound senior Kenny Pfeiffer, and number 7, 155-pound senior Nathaniel Armin. The running back, near 1,000 yards, in fact, if Mustangs can keep him from getting to 1,000 tonight, that probably means that they are going to win this football game. Jordan Slough, 927 yards so far, 180-pound junior, wears number 3. And the quarterback of the Cardinals, number 17, 160-pound junior, Riley Wiltfall. Head coach of the Cardinals is Brent Reckner, assisted by Clint Head, Jason Lavallee, Derek Adams, Justin File, and Ethan Olander, ranked 10th in C2 with a record of 4-1, beating Southern Valley, Wood River, Thayer, Central, and Superior. Their loss to Blue Hill. For Sutton, the center is number 63, 5'11", 200-pound senior Max Olson. The guards at right side, number 61, 5'11", 200-pound senior Jake Nuss. And the left guard, number 73, 5'7", 240-pound senior Robert Kelly. The tackles on the left side, number 59, 5'11", 200-pound senior Levi Henry. And the right tackle, number 66, 5'11", 200-pound senior Harrison Beal. They run with that three-back system. And the fullback is number 23, 6'1", 210-pound junior Mitch Carlson. Running back, number 6, 5'9", 185-pound junior Trey Raymer. I back, number 22, 5'11", 185-pound sophomore Noah Johnson. The tight end is number 12, that's Reed Stone, 5'10", 175-pound senior. Brody Yost will be the wideout, number 11, 5'11", 180-pound senior. And the quarterback, number 3, 5'11", 180-pound junior Cole Wiseman. Head coach of the Mustangs, Steve Raymer, assisted by Steve Sponberg and Chad Wiseman, a perfect 5-0, ranked 5th and 6th in the state's major newspapers and Huskerland prep. Their wins over Tri-County, Southern, Centura, Malcolm, and last week over Hastings, St. Cecilia. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We've got more coming your way after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Donovan, and Sutton. We're going to get this ball in the air a little bit before 7 o'clock. Donovan Trumbull won the toss, and they did elect to receive here tonight. They did not defer, so Yost will put a foot in. It's an onside kick to start things, and it's very close to the 10-yard marker, and it looks like Sutton's going to cover the football. It bounced off of a Donovan Trumbull lineman and rolled out, covered out there by number 66, Harrison Beal. So Sutton starts with an onside kick that barely made it 10 yards. And what a roll of the dice here for the 5-0 Mustangs. So an onside kick. Who would have seen that coming here tonight? And it is recovered by the hometown Sutton here on homecoming. Maybe that gets the focus of your boys a little bit quicker. The ball will be marked at the Sutton 48-yard line. First down and 10. They come out in that I-back set. They'll give it off to the deep back, and Raymer is going to come straight forward for a couple of yards, get to midfield, and it'll be second down and 8. Tobin in there on the tackle. Not going to be a lot of fancy things here from Sutton. They will get that ball out there, and they will run as much as they can. Now, Donovan Trumbull, they're not afraid to put the ball in the air a little bit. As well as they run the ball, they will also throw it. So the wide receiver splits out. The center comes over the ball. The rest of the team breaks the huddle as Mitch Carlson and Noah Johnson are out there. It's going to be an option to the left side, and your quarterback Wiseman has to eat it. It was well covered by Donovan Trumbull. Raymer was hoping to get the pitch, but Wiseman didn't think that was be a good idea. Armin in there on the tackle. He gets a couple into Donovan Trumbull territory at the 48-yard line. But that will bring up a third down and 6 yards to go situation here for Sutton. And after you cover that onside kick, you kind of hope that you're able to do something here, keep the momentum. That would be giving the momentum back to Donovan Trumbull if you're able to handle things here. Quick snap. They'll run off to the right side. Wiseman's going to keep it all the way. Cuts up the hash to the 45, and he's hit just short of the first down. Great tackle by Riley Wiltfong. It looks like he'll be just short of 4th-and-1 situation here. Well, there's a pretty good spot. They might actually bring the chains out. They are going to bring the chains out. A very good spot there for the Sutton Mustangs. And we'll see whether Sutton has to make a decision to go for it on 4th. If they don't have it, it's by the length of the football. And I would think that you would see Coach Raymer go for it, the success that they have had this year. But let's find out as they stretch the chains. And our official tells us it's so close that he is short by just inches. So give 5 yards on the carry there to Cole Wiseman. And now let's see what they decide to do. Well, they broke the huddle. They're going to hustle up there. They're going to try and catch Donovan Trumbull not ready to go. Running the play in is going to be Cole Shelkoff. Number 24, the 5'9 junior, runs the play in. Let's see if they've got the confidence to follow Max Olson, the big 200-pound senior center, for a quarterback sneak. They hustle up to the line of scrimmage. Wiseman sets him down. Hard count, no movement. Now he comes back under his center, runs the play, quarterback right side, first down. So he tried to get Donovan Trumbull to jump and then reset everybody and took the quarterback sneak off the right side for 2 more yards, and that's just the sign of a good, disciplined football team on both sides. Sutton knew what they wanted to do there, and when they didn't jump Donovan Trumbull off sides, they were able to just regroup, go with plan B, and get the first down. Ball marked just across the 40-yard line, call it the 39. First and 10 here for the Sutton Mustangs on Classic Hits 98.9. Split out to the left side will be Noah Johnson. And off the snap, they're going to run option to the left side. Wiseman finds a crease to the 35, skips through 30, 25, 20. One man can catch him. 10, 5, steps out of that touchdown. Chad Wiseman, a 40-yard touchdown run. And after converting fourth down, Sutton takes it in. They're up 6-0. Cole Wiseman, I believe I called him Chad. I apologize for that. Cole Wiseman with the 40-yard touchdown run. And just like that, Sutton on top, 6-0. So they convert on the onside kick. They convert on fourth down. And Cole Wiseman. There's no way Chad, Dad, would have ran that one in. Cole Wiseman will take it in. They line up. They go for 2. Wiseman, quick snap. Rolls to his right, wants to run, and Donovan Trumbull's got this one. He slips as he tries to cut back against the grain here and goes down. So the conversion is no good. But we're just 2 minutes and 3 seconds into the ball game, and it's Sutton 6, Donovan Trumbull nothing. We're back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Hey, Mac, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of 4 eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here tonight at Sutton, where the Mustangs are on the board, 6-0 with 9:57 to go here in quarter number one. So Donovan Trumbull, they'll line up to receive the kick again. Would Sutton roll the dice and onside kick twice? Remember, Donovan Trumbull won the opening toss, elected to receive instead of defer, and Sutton onside kicked him to start the ball game. The ball is on the tee, and it looks like this time we're going to boot it away, but it's a very short directional kick. It bounces at the 20-yard line, thick grass, and Donovan Trumbull just falls on it. So they have scouted this out on the special teams here for Donovan Trumbull, as we talked about in the pregame. And so far, 2 for 2, you have to give the edge to the Mustangs here. Big wide spread out kick return for Donovan Trumbull, and they just lollipopped it in into the 19-yard line. It's a little thick grass. It's really thick grass here. I joked with Coach Rimmer before the game. I said, I thought you guys were the fast team. So now lining up in shotgun will be Wiltfong, and he is going to take the snap to the left side. In fact, that's Armin takes the direct snap, goes around the corner to the 20, to the 25, and he's going to be tackled right about the 30-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. They went wildcat, went direct snap to Nathaniel Armin. And we'll wait and see where they put this down at. Now they will move the chains. So first down for Donovan Trumbull. They wasted no time, as Armin will take it for 10. On first down, up the middle, nothing there. They give it to Armin again, and he came straight forward and got about a half a yard, if that. We'll call it second down and 10. 6-0, Sutton here in the early going. Donovan Trumbull running a 4-3. Quick snap, roll to the right side now on the option. Wiltfong is stood up in the backfield and driven backward by Reed Stone. You could tell when Wiltfong went to make his cut up the field, he went, uh-oh, there is a brick wall, or in this case, a stone wall, and Reed drops him down behind the line of scrimmage at the 28-yard line. Just a 2-yard loss for Wiltfong, but it brings up third down and 12. Out of the shotgun, flanking to his left side is Jordan Slough. Wiltfong, short drop, going to throw it for all he can, and it is caught by the tight end at the 50-yard line. Ian Askey, great catch into Sutton territory. He was well covered, but moved that ball 25 yards down the football field, and Wiltfong put it right on the numbers. First and 10, no huddle here for Donovan Trumbull as they come up over the football in Sutton territory. Wiltfong to throw again. This time seam left side, completed to the hands of Kenny Pfeiffer. He's across the 30 to the 25. And a pickup of 23 more, 22 more that time. So 2 for 2 through the air, 47 yards here on back-to-back plays. And Donovan Trumbull is on the march. First and 10. Mark it right at the 25-yard line. This time they'll check out the charts on the far sideline from Coach Breckner and his crew, kind of like Oregon does, to give you reference. Wiltfong stays out of the shotgun. They're going to run option to the right side. Late pitch deep in the backfield to Slough. Slough, by the time he turned the corner, ran out of bounds and may not have gotten much on that carry at all. Let's see right where Sutton's bench is. He did tiptoe for a few yards, maybe give him 4. They're going to say he got to the 21-yard line, and that'll bring up second down and 6. So a high-paced offense here. Hand it to Slough off the left side, hit the backfield, and an ankle tackle made as he gets to the 19-yard line by Jake Noose. Noose was able to slow him down just a little bit. a gain of two on the play, and it's going to be third and four here. Again, it's like a one-word huddle, and then they break things out. Now some confusion as Slough moves from the right to the left. Third and four at the 19 of Sutton. Back to pass, Wiltfong looking for the end zone. Now throws it underneath, and it's tipped and broken up. Getting a hand on that, Noah Johnson trying to get it to Creighton Burr. A little seam route. Now that brings up fourth down. First incompletion here for Donovan Trumbull. Fourth down and all of 4 yards to go. They're just across the 20, and they need to make it inside the 16. Armand will split out wide to the left side. Pfeiffer to the right side. Slot left will be Creighton Burr. Slough in the backfield with Wiltfong. They'll go motion and give him trips to the left side. Pfeiffer in motion. Wiltfong, he's trying to set up Slough on a screen. He's got it. It's complete. He's got the first down and more. 15, 10, 5, and he's brought down first and goal. Donovan Trumbull, beautiful call there by the Cardinals. And the touchdown saving tackle by Cole Shelcock. But a gain of 14 on the screen pass. And Donovan Trumbull trying to tie this thing up. First and goal at the 5, 7:30 to go, first quarter, 6-0 Sutton. Under center this time, they'll hand it to Slough on the left side. Tries to bounce outside, great stiff arm and into the end zone for a Donovan Trumbull touchdown. Beautiful stiff arm off the left side, Jordan Slough, because they had nobody else out there but one receiver to block for him. And Slough is in with a 5-yard touchdown. And after being set back on their heels to start the game, Donovan Trumbull answers right back. And they're going to line up to go for two. So if this game comes down to conversions, this is a very important part of it. Sutton didn't get theirs. Wiltfong sprint to the right side, throws in for the two-point conversion. It is caught to Armand, and Donovan Trumbull takes the lead. With 7:26 to go in the first quarter, it's already Donovan Trumbull 8 and Sutton 6. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Well, you can't ask for much more excitement than what we've seen here in the first 6 minutes of this football game. An onside kick started things off. Sutton covered the onside kick. They converted a fourth and one. Then they had a 40-yard touchdown run from Cole Wiseman. They pooched the kickoff. Donovan Trumbull falls out of their 19. Then they marched 81 yards, covered 47 of that in back-to-back completed passes. And Slough, Jordan, from 5 yards out, finishes it off. And now a squib kick the other way, and it's just going to be covered here by Sutton. It was kicked a little too hard to be an onside kick, but it didn't travel very far. It's covered there by Cole Shelcock, and Sutton's going to get it at their 43-yard line. So great starting field position here by the Mustangs. Talked about special teams a little in the pregame, but I didn't expect that we'd see some wacky special teams. Both teams going for two, both teams squib kicking. That's probably one of the reasons you're going for two if you do not have someone that can bomb that football. Wiseman on the option. This time he goes nowhere. Creighton Burr wraps him up after a gain of two out to the 45-yard line. Wiseman, 5 carries, 51 yards. 40 of it came on that touchdown run. And it'll be second down here. So who's in shape tonight in this battle of top 10 teams on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Sutton actually does use a little time in the huddle here. Don't forget, text us your scores, 308-646-0506 to the Vols hotline. Wiseman option, short side again. This time, Donovan Trumbull bites. He runs over a man into Donovan Trumbull territory and a Sutton first down to the 46-yard line. 9 more there for Cole Wiseman. Cole just lowers that shoulder and does a lot of it on his own. 5'11", 180-pound junior. As Coach Raymer said, he's just seeing more and more confidence in his junior quarterback as this season progresses. Brody Yost will go to the right side. Nobody wide. He's just your wide receiver in tight. They're actually going to try and run the ball that way. They pull it back out of the fullback's hands. A penalty flag comes down. And look at this by Wiseman. He breaks tackles to the right side. 30-20, 10, and down to the 5-yard line. But I'm afraid it's coming back. What a run by Cole Wiseman. But the flag came right in there where you see holding. And it came from the white hat. And that's exactly what happened. That's going to wipe out a 40-yard run again by Cole Wiseman. I don't know how he got out of there, but boy, we can already tell he knows how to run the option here for the Mustangs, and that'll be the first penalty of the ball game. And it goes against Sutton, backing him up 10 yards. And so that'll make it first down and 20, back into Sutton territory at their own 44. Plenty of high school football going on tonight. At the end of our broadcast this evening, it's the Friday Night Scoreboard Show brought to you by Platte River Preps. Skip Berry, Stacy Johns, Merritt Lawson taking care of all of that. But again, Texas, your scores every quarter. We'll let everybody in the listening audience know how your area team's doing tonight. So first and 20 now, quick snap, Wiseman, option again, this time to the wide side. He gets a couple and is wrapped up, tried to run up over his left guard, the tackle made by Creighton Burr, moves it from the 44 to the 46. So right now, they're keeping it pretty simple in the Sutton offensive backfield. Grand Island Northwest has scored first, leading Aurora 7-0 in the first quarter. Adams Central has scored to make it 7-0 against Minden. And we'll give you some other scores here. Elm Creek leading Overton 6-0 in the first quarter of play. Those are some early scores. Fremont and Kearney scoreless early in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic Cozad scoreless in the first quarter. Option again to the wide side. This time they'll pitch it, get it to the corner here to Trey Raymer. Raymer will pick up minimal yards, midfield, and leans forward into Donovan Trumbull territory at the 49-yard line. That's a gain of 5. Second carry for Raymer. Everything's been on the ground. We have not seen a pass attempt yet from Sutton, but they face third and about 14. And we'll see if they put it in the air here for Cole Wiseman. Running in the play will be Brody Yost. They'll split him wide to the right side. Slot to the left side, short side, will be Noah Johnson. I formation, option play right side. Cole Wiseman pitches it to Raymer. He's got some room. Good block downfield, 45 to the 41. Does not have the first down, but might have got enough to see if Sutton wants to make a decision here whether to go for it on fourth down. It's going to be fourth and about 5. They'll push him out of bounds at the 41-yard line. So it's going to be a gain of 8 for Raymer. And they come up to the ball very quickly. And now Wiseman will back out. And a timeout's going to be called here. Look over to the sideline to see what they wanted to do. But a timeout will be called by Sutton. We've had a whale of first quarter so far. 4:22 to go in the first. It's Donovan Trumbull 8, Sutton 6 on Classic Hits.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate, they handled the insurance, they lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
The Sutton timeout. They line up to go for it on 4th and 5. They run option. Pitch it to Raymer. He's got room. Decides to cut it back up. And he's upended short of the first down. Making the tackle is Ian Askey. Instead of sprinting to the sidelines where he might have had a chance, he tried to cut it back up. It's a little slick out there. And he ran right back into the two defenders. Brought down by Askey. And he's going to pick up about 3 yards on the play. And he needed 5. So they'll turn it over on downs, and Donovan Trumbull will take over 1st and 10 at their own 37-yard line, leading it 8-6 with 4:14 to go here in the first quarter of play on Classic Hits 98.9. Wilt Fong, under center, no, they're going to give it to him in a shotgun situation. He'll hand it off to Slough. Slough bouncing off defenders over the left side, gets to the 40 and brought down at the 45-yard line. Good gain on the play, nearly 8 yards. It'll be second down and two. Slough with the first touchdown of the ball game for Donovan Trumbull from 5 yards out. Again, out of the shotgun. Wilt Fong hands it to Slough. Room off the left side into the secondary. Spins off a man into Sutton territory across the 45 and down to the 41-yard line. And give him 13 more. And you can see why these teams have been so successful this year. Really like the way Donovan Trumbull is moving the football here. They can throw it. They can run it. They spread it. They go quick. And another first down. That's already 6 in the quarter. Wilt Fong, again, out of the shotgun. Hands to Slough. Tries the right side. And he'll find his way to the 35-yard line. A gain of 6. And it makes things a lot easier when you've got second and short and third and shorter. The ball spotted. The officiating crew has to be on their toes tonight. Wilt Fong takes the snap, hands it to Slough right up the middle, and he runs into a wall of Sutton defenders this time, including Robert Kelly. Robbie Kelly's in there on the tackle, and the first guy in there included Mitch Carlson. So a gain of 2 for Slough, and it's going to be third down and 3. I think even the center that time, Joe Dinan, was getting a little tired because he kind of floated that snap back to Wilt Fong in the shotgun. Third and a short 2 at the 33-yard line of Sutton. Slough again, left side, first down and more, 30, and rolled up in the pile at the 26-yard line. Going to get 6 more on the play. Jordan Slough, 40 yards on 8 carries, 5 yards a pop, has a touchdown. Donovan Trumbull's up 8-6 here at Sutton. With 2:45 and running in the first quarter, they're on the move again. This time, Wilt Fong, they just keep feeding them. This time, they're going to hand it off to Kenny Pfeiffer, give Slough a break, and there isn't anything there for Pfeiffer. He got back to the line of scrimmage, trying it off right guard, and they'll try it again from the 26-yard line. Kearney Catholic and Cozad currently airing on ESPN 1460. We've also got Adams Central Minden and Hastings McCook on our airwaves tonight, 1550 a.m., 1230 a.m., and also they have got that for you on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And the hand warmer comes off for Kenny Pfeiffer. He wanted to give it to the official. The official said, I ain't holding it for you. And so they blow it dead so he can run it over to the sideline with no penalty incurred. Second down and 10. At the 26-yard line of Sutton, Donovan Trumbull back to pass Wilt Fong. He throws post for the end zone, looking for Armin, and it is broken up. Getting a hand on it to knock it away, Cole Shelkoff, man-on-man, to the right pylon. And that'll bring up third down and 10. And for Wilt Fong, he has got a very good arm, and he throws the ball well. Everything so far looks good in the air. Looks like a kid that's got promise at the next level, the way he's throwing the ball. Third down, hand it to Slough, starts up the middle. Another stiff arm, tries to get to the left side, spins out of another tackle, gets to about the 21-yard line. Not going to get the first down, but a lot of hard work there to pick up 5 yards for Jordan Slough. And a fourth down situation now for Donovan Trumbull. And they're going to stay no huddle. It's going to be fourth and a long 5 here at the 21-yard line of Sutton. Wilt Fong out of the shotgun. Here they go. They set a screen last time. This time they throw over the middle, and it is complete to Burr, and he's right at the first down marker at the 15-yard line. It looks like he's got enough here. I don't think they're going to have to measure as the referee eyeballs it and says it is a first down. So a gain of 6 as Burr, big fella, 185, sat down right there, and they're right back at it. First and 10 at the 16-yard line, handed up the middle. Trying to grind some yardage over the right side, down to the 13, maybe to the 12 for Slough. And at this pace, we're going to see these guys run 80-plus plays tonight. Jordan Slough moves it from the 15 to about the 12. We'll call it a gain of 3. On second down, fake it to Slough. Wilt Fong off the right side. Nobody's paying attention. He lowers his shoulder to the 5, to the 2, to the end zone. Touchdown, Riley Wilt Fong. An 11-yard touchdown run for Wilt Fong, and you just knew that at some point tonight, keep feeding the back, you're going to run a little quarterback counter, and it goes in for six. 14-6, Donovan Trumbull. And they line up to go for two. Three wideouts, Twins to the right, single to the left. Wilt Fong looks right, pressure from the backside, throws it underneath, and it is tipped and incomplete. They wanted an interference flag, did Creighton Burr, but he is not going to get it. With 56 seconds to go in the first quarter, Donovan Trumbull 14, Sutton 6, high school football homecoming night here in Sutton. We'll be right back.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Well, just under a minute to go here in quarter number one, and three touchdowns have been put on the board. And Donovan Trumbull, who would have to be considered the underdog in the ball game tonight, has had all kinds of success on offense, and they lead it 14-6. Squib kick again. Every kick's been squibbed, and this one gets through the first line, second line, and finally they'll dive on it. Coming up to cover it there is going to be Noah Johnson. Neither team has kicked it off at all. In fact, Sutton started the game with an onside kick, which they recovered. This time, the Mustangs will actually have to start inside their own 30. The first two times, they were already across the 40. First and 10 officially marked the ball at the 28-yard line for Sutton. It's all been on the ground. No passes yet. The option looks good. Wiseman pitches it this time to Johnson to the outside. Makes a man miss. 35-40. Good downfield blocking. 45-50. And into Donovan Trumbull territory. Great downfield block by Brody Yost to allow that play to happen. Great run. Give him 25 on the carry for Noah Johnson. And that's the first down since the opening drive here for the Sutton Mustangs. It's just, we've got a great view here at the Sutton press box, up high enough that you can see some of those blocks down below. And we're seeing some good football right here in this first quarter. Lights trying to take over. It's very dark at this part of the field. Again, it's a baseball field, so you know sometimes the lighting doesn't justify for a football game, so it's a little dark where they're at right now. And back to pass, Cole Wiseman rolls to his right, nothing to the left. Now he's going to have to tuck it up and run. Finds a little room. Ball came loose. Hit at the 40. Ball loose. Let's see who's got it. And waiting for a signal, and it is going to be Sutton to get back on top of it at about the 39-yard line. So play action pass that time, and they still got 8 yards out of the deal from Wiseman, and he's got 70 yards. They wanted a quick little fly pattern to the left side, and it was covered, so off to the races went Cole Wiseman. Second and two. Wiseman out of the I formation. Option to the wide side. He has to get way out there. Now turns the corner. Look at the speed. 35 dives forward to the 31-yard line. And another first down here for Sutton. Gain of about 8 on the play. And they won't have to run another play here if they don't want to. And they will not. So that is going to bring us to the end of a very entertaining first quarter of play. 10th-ranked 4-1 Donovan Trumbull leading 5th-ranked 5-0 Sutton at Sutton 14-6. Second quarter action is next on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the EMT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
That's okay. I didn't get invited either, Stace. We're back here. High school football. Doug Goodar, producer, engineer, Stacey Johns. With us, it's Sutton. Up and down the field, the no-huddle passing and run game of Donovan Trumbull has done a little better than the ground game right now of Sutton, but Sutton has it first and 10 on the move, hand it off to the outside Trey Raymer, and here comes Eric Tobin to meet him in the backfield for no gain, maybe even give him a loss of a yard on the play. Ball is marked at the 31-yard line, and Tobin will make that tackle. As Raymer is dropped behind for a yard. Second down and 11. A 40-yard run by Cole Wiseman got things started for Sutton. They onside kicked, covered it, converted a fourth and one. In the next play, Wiseman scored. 5-yard run by Jordan Slough and 11-yard run by Wilt Fongs are scoring. Option play right side. Cole Wiseman turns the corner, gets to the 25 and stretches forward to the 21, just short of the first down, but a gain of 10. And I've got Wiseman for 88 yards, Raymer for 17, Noah Johnson for 25. There were no turnovers, just the one holding penalty on Sutton in the first quarter. No passing yards for Sutton. For Donovan Trumbull, 67 yards through the air. Third down and a solid one. And Wiseman again pitches it. The ball's fumbled, and dropping on it will be Sutton's Noah Johnson. Kind of hit him up there around the left shoulder pad, and it just couldn't hold it in. So that means it's fourth down and short. So no gain on the play. And it'll be fourth, call it a yard and a half, short two, long one. Obviously Sutton's going to go for it here. Ball is marked at the 22-yard line. They need to get across to the 20. Line up in a power eye, one wide out, hand it off right side, and just smothered is Trey Raymer. Donovan Trumbull, they guessed right that time, came blasting through there, and it's Aaron Ettinger to meet him and bring him down. No gain on the play, and turning it over on downs to start the second quarter will be Sutton. So first down and 10 now for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals at their 22-yard line, already leading it 14-6. Wilt Fong out of the shotgun. Started right, had to pitch it right away. Slough has to really go outside. We've got a flag on the back side. Great run again. 30-35, cuts against the grain. Now it's a foot race. Slough, he's going to take it all the way, but there's a flag. If it holds, it's a 78-yard run. But there is a flag away from the play. A flag, unless it was illegal motion or shift, had nothing to do with where Slough run. Now there's another flag closer to the Donovan Trumbull sidelines that I've just picked up way behind the line of scrimmage where he turned up field. So it would appear there's going to be two penalties, and at least one of them is going to be on Donovan Trumbull, if not both. Wiseman had a 40-yarder wiped out for Sutton earlier. And now a 78-yard run wiped out for Slough. Oh, boy. Illegal block, illegal use of hands, and then a chop block. So the chop block, I'm going to guess, is what happened away from the play. The illegal use of hands is when Slough turned the corner. That's the first penalty against the Cardinals. We'll see which one they accept and which one they march back. The ball originally spotted at the 22, and now they'll take it all the way back to about the 11-yard line, I'm going to guess, for the chop block. first down and 20 here. Donovan Trumbull now inside the wrong red zone. In the backfield, Kenny Pfeiffer flanking Wilt Fong on first and 20. Wilt Fong straight ahead with a quarterback keeper, and he dives forward to about the 14-yard line. Jake Nuss is there, but Wilt Fong really just kind of tripped himself up. Gain of 3 for Wilt Fong. 3 carries, 12 yards. He has a touchdown run. 14-6. Donovan Trumbull, 9:20 to go in the first half. Wilt Fong again with his running back flanking him to the left side. Now Wilt Fong actually moves to the other side. Could see a Wildcat direct snap. And that's exactly what we see. Direct snap to Pfeiffer, and Pfeiffer doesn't get much. Good open field tackle by Noah Johnson. How many times do you see the quarterback in motion and not leave the backfield? He's going to get out to about the 16-yard line, which will give him a generous gain of a yard. And it's going to be third and very long, 17 about here, maybe 16. Just the second carry for Pfeiffer in the ball game. So does Donovan Trumbull play a conservative here and end up punting if they can't get it, or will Wilt Fong air it out? Because he can definitely get you the 17. He's all by himself in the backfield. Has some time, airs it out of the middle, and hit just as the ball gets to him is Kenny Pfeiffer. He would have been short of the first down, but a great job in there by the secondary and downfield as well. Max Olson for Sutton. But the pass is incomplete, and we are actually going to see our first punt of the night by either team. Sutton's been stopped on fourth a couple of times, and Donovan Trumbull scored on their first two possessions. 14-6 Cardinals, 8:25 to go. Slough is the punter. Ball marked at the 16-yard line of the Cardinal. Here's the snap, and the kick is away. It's a short end-over-end kick, but he gets a little bit of a Donovan Trumbull roll from his 45 into Sutton territory at about the 48-yard line. So a 36-yard punt and no return for Sutton. But again, Sutton has had great field position all but one time tonight. 3 of their 4 possessions have started across the 40-yard line, and this one will start at their own 48. But very one-dimensional so far tonight for Sutton, as they have yet to throw the ball. They have only attempted one pass play, and that ended up being a run. Here's a straight handoff to the I-back Raymer, and he will come across midfield and into Donovan Trumbull territory to the 49-yard line. Trey will pick up 3. Of course, as you hear the names tonight, a lot of these guys, a lot of older brothers, maybe dads, maybe it's just that next generation coming through, but both of these schools and programs saw this group of kids coming. They took their lumps here four, five, six years ago, but they've both been coming around. Again, Sutton, with that unusual huddle, the center goes over the ball, the wideouts go out, and then the rest of them break. And here's an end around. They're going to give it to Noah Johnson. He tries to get to the left side. He'll get to the 45, but on the cutback will slip down. And so a gain of about 4, and it'll be 3rd down and 3 for Noah Johnson. Again, the hero last week, running back the second half kick, what proved to be the game-winning score over Hastings St. Cecilia last week, 14-6, and that's our score right now, 14-6. But it's Donovan Trumbull with the lead midway through the second quarter. On 3rd down option, here's Cole Wiseman. He makes a cut. He has a 1st down close to the 35. They'll mark him at the 36-yard line. A gain of 9. Cole Wiseman, folks, get out and watch these teams. If they've been playing like this all year, and I know they're getting better every single night, but what a job. What a game. What a bunch of offense we have seen so far. Another 1st down here for the Sutton Mustangs. I've got them for 5 and Donovan Trumbull for 8 unofficially. Max Olson comes over the ball here, 1st down and 10 at the Donovan Trumbull 36. The snap is fumbled, but they will get it back. Cole Wiseman, I think it actually got kicked right back to him. They'll lose a yard. 2nd fumble here for Sutton. They have not lost either one. No turnovers in the game. 1 punt. Each team with 1 penalty. So overall, it's been fairly clean. But that's the kind of thing right there that hurts a team that just runs it every play, because you're trying to get 3, 4, break one for 8 or 9, but instead of 2nd and 7 at the worst, you've got 2nd and 11 here now. Ball back at your 37-yard line. And on the option right side, it's knocked out of his hands again, pulled back to him. He's nearly tackled. Wiseman now gets away, tries the left side, flies through the air, dives forward for about 8. Tackle by Nathaniel Armin. Donovan Trumbull came right over the right side of the offensive line, threw the running back back into Wiseman, almost horse-collared him. In fact, if they had tackled him, it would have been a horse-collar, but Wiseman breaks free, and he is able to pick up about 7 yards to make it 3rd down and 5. Wiseman over 100 yards here on the ground in the first half, but 3rd and 5, ball at the 31-yard line of Donovan Trumbull. Cardinals lead it 14-6. Need to get to the 26 for a first. And they'll try that in around again to Noah Johnson. Seal block on the outside. He's got room. 25. Cuts back to the 23, and there came the flag. The Donovan Trumbull coaching staff was hollering on the far sideline. It was pretty simple. It was one-on-one out there. If the block gets done, he makes the corner. And when he turned the corner, it was time to let the block go. But then Creighton Burr, you could see him get pulled back, and that's when the holding flag came out. So the blocker out there, I believe, was Nuss, did his job, but then did it a little too well and held on at the very end. So the second hold of the night on Sutton. Remember, a penalty on Donovan Trumbull on the last possession negated a 78-yard run, which would have been a touchdown for Jordan Slough. So now it is 3rd down and 15. Ball back at the 42-yard line. And they'll try a reverse to the other side. Johnson around the right side with a little room. 35, 30, makes a man miss. 25, and should have the first down. Great run by Noah Johnson. He turned this right corner. It was him and 5 black and white uniforms of Donovan Trumbull, and he weaved his way through there for the first down. We're going to give him a gain of about 18 yards on the play. And Sutton back in business, converting 3rd and long. 3rd and 16, he gets 18. 1st and 10 at the 24-yard line officially. Quick snap, Wiseman option short side, hit in the backfield, now makes a miss again. Up the field he goes to the 20, to the 15, and down to the 11-yard line. They better check the Vaseline on this kid's jersey. What a run again. 13 more yards for Cole Wiseman, and going to give him just short of 1st and goal. It'll be 1st and 10 inside the 11. And they're doing it on the ground, and it looked like Donovan Trumbull had everything covered on the short side, and Wiseman just kept bouncing off defenders. 1st and 10, I formation. Hand it to Raymer. He'll come up the middle. Hop, skip, jump. He's up to the 7-yard line. 2nd down. Gain of 4 for Raymer. All that was missing there was the hopscotch squares. As he tiptoed, he got hit right away on the first step he took and showed some amazing balance to turn a no gain into a 3.5-4-yard gain. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, scores, preview what's coming up this weekend and next week with conference volleyball. 3:40 to go first half. Donovan Trumbull 14, Sutton 6. 2nd down and 6 at the 7 for Sutton. Hand off Raymer, puts his head down and bowls across the 5 to the 4. 3 more for Trey Raymer. 3 for a first down, 4 for a touchdown. Here for Sutton, who scored on their opening possession after recovering an onside kick on the opening possession. And Cole Wiseman took it in from 40 yards. Donovan Trumbull answered right back. 81-yard drive. Jordan Slough took it in from 5 yards out. Then Riley Wiltfong scored from 11 yards out. And all the scoring in the first quarter, nothing so far here in the second quarter. But as we said, Slough had a 78-yard touchdown run wiped out by penalty. They're only one of the game. Sutton ready to go. 3rd down and 3 at the 4. Option right side. Wiseman lowers his shoulder and is going to be upended short of the first down. And on the tackle is going to be Joe Dinan. And I'm not sure he got much at all. Maybe a yard. And 4th down, this is a key play right here, because not only does Sutton have it here, they get it to start the second half. It is 4th down and about 3.5 for a touchdown, 3 for a first down. I formation, Wiseman option, short side, wants to keep it, cuts up, and I don't think he got it. That ball might have come loose trying to reach for the first down, but he didn't get it. He's brought down right between the one and the two. He had to get inside the one. And a player down here for Sutton. And hopefully that's not the quarterback, Wiseman, rolling around on the ground down there. But a gain of two. And for the third time tonight, Sutton is stopped on fourth. Now their defense has to step it up. But we've got an injury timeout on the field with 2:14 to go in the first half. It is Donovan Trumbull 14 and Sutton 6. We'll take a break and be right back.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. It was Cole Wiseman who got hit by about six Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, slow to get up and walks gingerly to the sideline. But I don't know if that's a shoulder or a leg that he caught a helmet in, but he will come to the sideline. And now Donovan Trumbull will take over at their own one-yard line with 2:14 to go here in the first half of play. Let's give you some scores that we have. Kearney leads Fremont 10-0 in the second quarter. Northwest over Aurora 14-0 at the end of the first. McCook a 14-0 lead over Hastings in the second. Holdridge leads Lexington 7-0 in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 10, Cozad nothing in the second quarter. Adams Central 21-0 lead after one against Minden. Gibbon leads St. Paul 7-6 in the second quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic leads Central City 14-0. In the second quarter, Elm Creek leads Overton 6-0 in the first. Shelton 20-0 over Lawrence Nelson in the second quarter of play. Again, text those scores to us, whatever quarter you're in, wherever you're at. Pretty simple. Just say 2Q, second quarter, Donovan Trumbull 14, Sutton 6. That's what we've got here. Text it to 646-0506. Donovan Trumbull from their own one. They're going to play it conservatively, of course. Run a little counterplay off the right side, across the five and out to the 8-yard line. It's a good gain that time for Slough. And he is going to pick up about 7 more yards on the play. And now another whistle. And a official timeout here. Kids playing out in the end zone. Ball got free. So they had to go get that. And it'll be second down and 3 here. Under 2 minutes to go for Donovan Trumbull, up 14-6. Hand it off again. Slough starts left, bounces right, gets across the 10, has the first down out to about the 12-yard line here. Slough with 4 more. Now, his yardage is not up there with Cole Wiseman right now, but he's getting the job done, and Donovan Trumbull picks up the first down. And we'll see what they want to do. They've got all their timeouts. Wilt Fong can go deep, and they're staying in that no huddle. He'll set him down, come up under center, fake the handoff, roll right, throws it underneath, tries to get it into the hands of Creighton Burr, and Burr catches it for very short gain to about the 18-yard line. Give him a gain of 5 on the play. But the clock continues to run here, and they'll run it again, this time off the left side, nowhere to go, out to the 20-yard line. And Slough still trying to battle out there, and then he gets thrown backwards, but they're going to give him forward progress to the 20. Fortunate there that they'll give him out to the 20-yard line. It's only going to be a gain of about 2, and it'll bring up third down and 3. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. A minute to go here in the first half on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Trumbull, Sutton, third down and 2. Wilt Fong, option pitch, right side, Slough. Got the first down and more, 25-30. Cuts back against the grain, runs into 4 Sutton defenders at the 35-yard line. He'll be brought down there, a gain of 15. And Slough now unofficially with 80 yards here in the first half. Donovan Trumbull has all their timeouts, and they finally decide to burn one here. So they got out of the shadow of their own end zone after stopping Sutton at the 1. They've moved the ball 34 yards out to the 35-yard line. 39 seconds to go here. It's 14-6. Donovan Trumbull leading at Sutton. Homecoming night here for the Mustangs. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Major League Baseball playoffs going on today. The Atlanta Braves jumped out to a 2-0 lead, but that was their highlight of the day. The world champion St. Louis Cardinals are still around. They rally for a 6-3 win over the Braves, and Baltimore scores first down at Texas. The Orioles won, and the Rangers coming to bat in the bottom of the first inning with lots of excitement going on. And now the Braves, I'm reading here, have protested the game. So we'll learn more about that coming up at halftime. Right now, the 39 seconds to go. Wilt Fong drops back to pass from his own 35, guns it over the middle. It's complete to the 48, to the 49. Still in bounds is Armin, and another timeout. Well, a first down. Let's see what they decide to do here. A gain of 14 on the play. Donovan Trumbull acts like they want to go ahead and run a play. Gets him set, about 4 seconds roll off. Option play. Wilt Fong's falling down, gets it out to Slough. He crabs behind him, now starts up the field, 50-yard line, into Sutton territory at the 48. That's a gain of about 3 on the play is all. And a timeout will be called here by the Cardinal. They'll have 1 remaining. So they were trying to squeeze as many plays into that short time frame as they could. And we're down to 15 seconds to go in the first half. It remains Donovan Trumbull 14 and Sutton 6. If you're looking for more high school football action, the place to be is ESPN Radio, where Kearney Catholic has the lead over Cozad. They're nearing halftime. And, of course, we're also covering Adams Central Minden and Hastings McCook. You can hear those games on 1550 AM and 1230 AM KHAS. Looks like they want to put a couple more seconds on the clock, take it up to 17 to show how much time was left when Donovan Trumbull called the timeout. They'll have 1 timeout remaining. The ball is spotted at the Sutton 48-yard line. One thing to keep in mind here, though, is that neither team has shown that they have a kicking game here tonight, and that's not part of their regimen. So getting a field goal attempt is not in it. They're going to have to get the old hole 48 yards. Second down and 8 for Donovan Trumbull at the Sutton 48. 17 seconds remain here in the quarter. Johnny Gomez has checked into the ball game. Doesn't appear to be sure what he wants to do. And they snap it back to Wilt Fong. Gomez is supposed to block. Wilt Fong rolls right, throws it out here in the flat. And it is caught for a first down. Inbounds, though, so they'll have to spike the ball. Got it into the hands of Ian Askey. And the ball will be spotted at about the 37-yard line, a gain of 11. And Donovan Trumbull not going to spike it. Back to pass, Wilt Fong, fly pattern, it's underthrown. And the defender falls down. It's complete to Armin at the 20, the 15, but time runs out at the 12-yard line. And that will be the end of a heck of a first half of play. They're going to get 26 yards on that last pass play. But the 99-yard drive comes up 12 yards short, and we are here at halftime, homecoming for Sutton. And for the first time this year, the Sutton Mustangs trail at the half. In fact, none of the games have really been close except last week when they were up 6-0 at St. Cecilia and ran the second half kickoff back to make it 14-0 and pick up a 14-6 win. So new territory here for the Mustangs, and Donovan Trumbull trying to make a statement with a win here tonight. That would really open up the eyes of more folks around here, as Donovan Trumbull has been one of those nice teams, going to be competitive, have never been able to get over the hump. This would get them over the hump tonight, because Donovan Trumbull's got a heck of a stretch to finish the season. They've got to go to St. Cecilia at Duncan Field, and never an easy place to play next week. And then Ravenna may be fighting for a playoff battle or a playoff spot at Donovan the final night of the season. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your score, it all came in the first quarter of play. It's the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 14 and the Sutton Mustangs 6. Stay with us for more high school football action after this on Classic Hits.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And that was the last score of this football game. It came with 56 seconds to go in the first quarter of play and took the lead out to 14-6. The two-point conversion was no good. They did convert the first one, not the second. Sutton unable to convert the two-point conversion on their opening score. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. Your trash is their treasure at Ravenna Sanitation, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. 14-6, Donovan Trumbull with the lead here at the half. Doug Goodell, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, want to thank all the sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school football here tonight. And a reminder that we've got volleyball coming your way next week. The Luplat Conference Volleyball Tournament will be played at St. Paul, semifinals on Tuesday, then the consolation and championship on Thursday. It gets underway on Monday night with the play-in games, and we'll take a look at the bracket for you right now and let you know what's going on in the Lou Platt Conference. As three different sites will host Monday night action. Kearney Catholic is the number one seed. They're ranked number one in C1, and, of course, they're ranked number five all-class in the state of Nebraska, the best ranking ever for a Lou Platt Conference volleyball team. So they are the overwhelming favorite in this contest, but what a memory it would be if anyone else could knock them off. It would not be the craziest thing of all time. So at Kearney Catholic Monday, Donovan Trumbull will take on Gibbon. The Cardinals are the 8th seed. Gibbon is the 9th seed. That's at 6 o'clock. The winner of that will turn right around and play Kearney Catholic. The number 2 seed is Wood River. So at Wood River on Monday night, Adams Central will play Ravenna at 6. The winner turns around and plays the Eagles. And then up at Ord, the Chanticleers are the 3 seed. The 4th seed, St. Paul, will play the 5th seed, Centura, at 6, with Ord and Loup City playing at 7. Kearney Catholic gets into the semifinals. They would play the first one Tuesday at 6 against St. Paul or Centura. And on the other side, whoever comes out of the Wood River or Loup City matchups would play the second semifinal. Those are 5 set matches, and so you're looking at 6 and 7:30 at the earliest for how those volleyball matches play out next Tuesday. Well, it's a chilly one tonight, or at least it is more October football-like weather. It is the coldest night of the football season right now here in Sutton. The wind's not too bad at less than 5 mile an hour. It's 42 degrees and clear here in Sutton, according to our friends at the Weather Channel. A crisp one, and it'll only get colder. They're talking about some lows tonight in the mid to upper 20s before it gets a little nicer next week. Only 2 weeks of the football season remaining before we get into the playoffs, and both these teams looking pretty good. But Sutton's got to find a way to get that offense clicking again. And when we were talking with Coach Raymer in our New Tech pregame show, he said that they left some points on the board, he thought, at Hastings St. Cecilia, and I think he's probably feeling that they're leaving a few things out there right now. So offense that had clicked for the first 4 and really half games of the season has been pretty quiet over the last 4 quarters. Only 1 offensive touchdown. They did have the kickoff return last week at St. Cecilia, but no offensive touchdowns in the 3rd and 4th quarter. And tonight they scored on the opening drive after recovering their own onside kick to start the football game. Took a chance, covered it on fourth and one. They were able to convert. And then on the very next play, a 40-yard touchdown run by Cole Wiseman, who has looked really good running the option tonight. But it would seem like Sutton needs something to go with that to keep Donovan Trumbull honest. They are starting to slow that down, even though Wiseman has over 100 yards rushing here in the first half of play. Tell you about a few other sports items. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this from Sutton, where the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals have the lead at the half, 14-6.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
Our producer told me you didn't hear that the first time around, so that was Wilt Fong's touchdown run that gave Donovan Trumbull a 14-6 lead. Let's run down some of the other scores on the Valentino's hotline. Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Carry out and delivery is available at Valentino's, top of the hill in Kearney. Here are the latest scores that we have from across the listing area. There's some good ones going on, and as expected, there's some blowouts out there, as there is every single Friday night. Kearney leading Fremont in the second quarter, 17-0. Northwest all over Aurora. How about the Vikings, 20-0. McCook leads Hastings right before the half, 20-6. Holdridge led Lexington at last check, 7-0. Kearney Catholic was up on Cozad, 10-0. Adams Central all over Minden, 28-0. Gibbon leading St. Paul, 14-6. Central Catholic over Central City, 14-7. St. Cecilia leading at the half over Southern Valley, 14-0. Elm Creek, 18, Overton nothing as they approach halftime. Rooney Davenport Shickley has taken it to Franklin tonight, 44-6 in the second quarter. And as expected, Giltner, an easy time at Pleasanton, 36-0 in the second quarter. Shelton leading Lawrence Nelson, 20-0 in the second quarter. Wilcox Hildreth and Axtell, 16-16 in the second quarter of their football game. If you have an update that you would like to add to our Valentino's scoreboard, it's simple. You can call or you can text your score to the Vals hotline at 308-646-0506. 308-646-0506. That is the phone number to send all the info to, and we'll pass it along to the folks that are listening along the way. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Let George's be your one-stop shop for ground and aerial spraying. George's offers all types of custom spraying for most any need. Call today at 773-5581. That's 773-5581. With over 25 years of experience, you know that you're getting a qualified professional spraying company. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. In Major League Baseball, they go to the second inning. Texas and Baltimore 1-1. In the American League Wild Card game, in the National League game, it was St. Louis rallying from an early deficit to eliminate Atlanta and end Chipper Jones' baseball career by a score of 6-3. But this coming in from the Associated Press, the Braves played their wild card game under protest after fans littered the field with trash over a disputed infield fly call that led to that 20-minute delay. Trailing 6-3 in the eighth inning, the Braves appeared to catch a break when a fly ball to short left dropped between the St. Louis shortstop and left fielder. But just before the ball dropped, left field umpire Sam Holbrook signaled an automatic out because of the infield fly rule, which is, of course, designed to prevent a team from intentionally dropping the pop-up. So instead of Atlanta having the bases loaded with one out, the fans threw trash on the field because there were two outs, and that ended the rally by the Braves. So crazy action over there in Atlanta tonight. Don't forget, we've got college football action. The Huskers coming your way tomorrow. And you'll be able to hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Action gets underway with the pregame at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, of course, the kickoff is set for 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You can have all that action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We've got a football tripleheader for you on ESPN 1460 tomorrow and 1550. It all starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow, tripleheader coming your way. Among our games tomorrow night, West Virginia taking on Texas. We've got Oklahoma, Texas Tech early, then West Virginia, Texas, and it wraps up with Washington and Oregon tomorrow night, a late 9:30 kickoff out on the West Coast. Then we've got a Sunday tripleheader that gets underway with the Falcons and Redskins at 12 noon. Then Brady and Manning, the Patriots, taking on the Broncos at 3:15. And the evening game, the Chargers and the Saints, on Sunday night. So that's your football weekend lineup on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here it is halftime. Donovan Trumbull 14 and Sutton 6. We'll look at the first half numbers right after this.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a good neighbor pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, Sutton Pharmacy is ready to help. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what's best for you and your family. For everything to get you well and stay well, trust Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton. 210 North Saunders in Sutton.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now is the time to buy Smart Strand DuPont Serona during Mohawk's anniversary sale, September 26th through November 6th. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
And we're back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers that we've got for you, starting with the Sutton Mustangs. Noah Johnson, 4 carries for 46 yards. Trey Raymer, 9 carries for 27 yards. And quarterback Cole Wiseman, 16 carries, 118 yards, and a touchdown. 29 carries, 191 yards on the ground for Sutton. And Wiseman and the Mustangs did not even attempt a pass. In fact, there was only one pass play called. Wiseman rolled out. His man was covered, so he took off and ran for 8 yards on the play. 7 first downs unofficially for Sutton. They have not punted. They have not turned it over. They've been stopped on 4th 3 times. They do have 2 penalties for a total of 20 yards here in the first half. Their lone touchdown came after they kicked off to start the first half, start this ball game. They onside kicked it. They recovered it. They had to cover it on 4th and 1. And then when they got that first down, a 40-yard touchdown run from Cole Wiseman, 9:57 to go in the first quarter, they were up 6-0, and that would be their only lead of this football game. For the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, Jordan Slough, 15 carries, 83 yards and a touchdown. Kenny Pfeiffer, 2 carries for 1 yard. Nathaniel Armin has 2 carries for 10 yards. Riley Wiltfong has 3 carries for 12 yards and a touchdown. So for Donovan Trumbull, 22 rushing attempts here in the first half of play. And they have 106 yards on the ground, 83 of those coming from Slough. Through the air, Riley Wilfong has put it up a total of 11 times, it looks like, unofficially. He has no touchdowns and no interceptions, but he did complete his last four, and he has completed 8 of those 11 passes here in the football game. So good passing there, 47-61. Then you give him 67, 72, 40 more, gives him 112, 123 yards through the air, 106 on the ground. That's 229 yards in the first half on a total of 33 plays for Donovan Trumbull. I've got him for 12 first downs. They had one penalty, which actually the only penalty they had erased a 78-yard touchdown run from Slough, or they would have had that tacked on as well. They punted it one time for 36 yards, no turnovers. Donovan Trumbull's two touchdowns came on a 5-yard Jordan Slough run, capping an 81-yard drive that took just 2.5 minutes, answering Sutton's first touchdown. Wilfong hit Armin on the 2-point conversion, 7:26 to go first quarter. It was 8-6 Donovan Trumbull. And then Riley Wilfong took it in from 11 yards out, completing a 67-yard drive on which they converted a 4th-and-5 at the 20-yard line. 2-point conversion pass was no good, and that was your score at the end of the first quarter. That's your score at the half. Donovan Trumbull 14, Sutton 6. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Update on ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic has taken a 17-0 lead over Cozad as they reach halftime. Here it is 14-6, Donovan Trumbull leading at Sutton. First time Sutton has trailed this season at the half, and they will get the ball. Neither team has put their foot into one. They've all been squib kicks and an onside kick. The only time Sutton did pooch one that bounced down to the 19-yard line that Donovan Trumbull was able to pounce on and then drive the field and score. So Jordan Slough puts the ball on the tee, and we're ready for the second half of football action, and a squib kick down the middle, and all Sutton does is fall on top of it here, and that's going to be Tyler Bailey, and the ball all the way out at the 38-yard line, something that obviously both of these teams need to work on, because once you get into the playoffs, past that first round, you cannot give excellent teams this kind of field position. And even if you've got great kick returners, starting at the 39-yard line, pretty darn good place here, and that's where Sutton will have it. First down and 10, out of the eye. They'll give it off to Raymer, straight up the middle, follows a good blocker to the 45, to the 46-yard line. So exploding for 7 on the opening carry of the second half is Trey Raymer. Pfeiffer is in on the tackle with Cook. Kicking tee is still on the field, so they got to get that out of there. Some student manager just got in trouble. It'll be second down. We'll call it about 4 yards to go here for Sutton. Again, the Mustangs, 0 passing yards, and that's going to get him just short of 200 rushing yards here in the football game. The wide receiver, Noah Johnson, has carried it a few times out of the slot, but Brody Yost has done nothing but be a fake. And on the option around the right side, it's all Wiseman down the sideline, 45-40, and tripped up just as he got into the clear. They'll mark him down at the 32-yard line, a gain of 22 for Cole Wiseman. 140 yards now, unofficially in the ball game for Cole. And boy, has he run that option well. And that was all on his own because they sent everybody to the wide side. He ran a little counter option to the right. His wide receiver threw him a crackback block, and down the field he went. This time they'll hand it to Raymer. Starts right, nowhere to go, runs up the back of his center, and he'll be drugged down from behind by Kenny Pfeiffer at the 31-yard line. A gain of about a yard is all that time for Raymer. So Donovan Trumbull has done a really good job of clogging it up between the tackles, and that's all that Sutton's been able to do. They've been calling that play outside, get the option out there. In fact, when they run the option, Wiseman has kept it all but maybe twice, and one of those times was a pitch that was behind Johnson. They fumbled it, covered it, but it was a fumble. Second down and 9. Quick snap. Back to pass is Cole Wiseman. Pump fake, going to the end zone. One-on-one. It's double coverage now, and incomplete, trying to get it to Brody Yost. Good coverage there all the way down the field. Wilt Fong came over to help out. And an incomplete pass will make it third and long. And back there with that cast on his arm, Jeff Utek trying to cover it up. Big old wrap on that left arm all the way covering him up, but he's back. So the first pass incomplete here in the third quarter. Let's see what Sutton does here. On third down and 9 at the 31-yard line. And back to pass again. Cole Wiseman sprints to the right. Stops, throws it underneath, and it is in and out of the hands of Reed Stone. Just a little behind him, and Wilt Fong was there on the coverage, batted it away. So Sutton hadn't thrown a pass until this drive. They've also not punted, and I doubt they're going to do so here with the penetration they've got. So it is going to be fourth down at the 31-yard line. Fourth and 9. And don't put it past Sutton to run the option here. Watch out. If you're going to throw a halfback pass or something, this would be the time to do it. Let's see what Donovan Trumbull does. Shotgun this time for Wiseman. And we've got a whistle and a timeout. Coach Raymer didn't like the way they lined up. So see, when you're forced to do something that you don't normally do, this is what happens. Timeout, Sutton. That'll be the first of the second half. We've got 10:24 to go in the third quarter. It's still Donovan Trumbull 14, Sutton 6, 4th and 9 coming up for the Mustangs when we come back.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Sutton. Of course, Steve Raymer, not only the coach, but he's also the athletic director. I want to thank him for his hospitality as it's fourth down and 9. And back to pass, Cole Wiseman has all day, throws over the middle, he's got a man complete, into the hands of Trey Raymer, the 15 to the 10, down to the 5, and he'll stretch it to the 3-yard line. A 28-yard completion, the first completed pass of the football game for Sutton. And that was a great job by the linemen of the Mustangs up there. Give credit to Henry, Nuss, and Beal, and Kelly, because they gave him all day. And Cole Wiseman just waited for everybody to run downfield. He sat Trey Raymer down in the middle, caught it at the first down marker, then rumbled down the field for another 15 yards. First down and goal at the 3. Back to the I formation. Handed to Raymer off the right side. Runs into the pile and going to be stacked up there by a host of Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. Pulled backwards by Seth Johnson, it looks like. They'll give him forward progress to the 2. So a gain of 1. It'll be second down and goal at the 2. Sutton trailing by 8. But both these teams have went for 2-point conversions after the touchdowns. Homecoming night here. Sutton trying to avoid the letdown. And again, they're just playing another really good team. But you beat St. Cecilia, that's something you haven't done. Second down and goal at the 2. Raymer dots the eye. Option play to the right side. Wiseman has to change direction. Sneaks into the end zone. Late call. And there it is. Touchdown. They had to unpile him. It looked like he got in as he started wide to the right. Cut it back up off the block. and just got across the end zone. It's a two-point game, and now the two-point conversion, obviously, coming up as Cole Wiseman gets his second touchdown run of the football game, 14-12 with 9:14 to go here in the third quarter of play. So very important two-point conversion now for Sutton. Wiseman tried the option to the wide side the last time they went for two, and he got stuck. He went to go wide, and they're waiting his cut-up. He slipped and fell. Now they're a little confused about personnel out there, and they're going to have to burn a timeout. And that's the second timeout. Sutton only has one remaining, and we have only played not 3 minutes in this second half. So timeout on the field for Sutton before they go for the two-point conversion. Now that you've burned that two-point conversion, you better make darn sure that you convert the two-point conversion. This is not where Coach Raymer wanted his football team to be timeout-wise. Sutton, next week, they've got another big battle. 4-1 Malcolm, 3-2 St. Cecilia, 4-1 Donovan. Next week, their final regular season home game against Thayer Central before traveling to Superior. And for Donovan Trumbull, they go to St. Cecilia next week before returning home to face Ravenna at the end of the season. 14-12, Donovan Trumbull awaiting the two-point conversion here for Sutton. And out of the timeout, they're ready to go. Different formation. They put Raymer in the slot to the right side. Lone back behind. Here's going to be an end around. Trouble in the backfield. Do they want to pass it? No. Looking for some running room. Johnson. And there's just nowhere to go. It just took too long. Donovan Trouble was there, and Johnson does not get in. So the two-point conversion is no good, and that's the difference in the ball game. It's Donovan Trouble 14, Sutton 12. More high school football after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns from Sutton, 14-12, Donovan Trumbull. The difference, Donovan Trumbull has made one of their two-point conversions. And almost three of the four scores tonight, we've seen a fourth down converted. Sutton to boot it away, and there's a pretty good kick from Brody Yost that gets over the head of Donovan Trumbull. Has to be picked up at the three-yard line to the five. Trying to get to the right side is Zach McNally to the 10. And that's about all he's going to get as he turns the corner around the 12 or 13-yard line is where he'll be marked down. So Donovan Trumbull changed up their return, and Sutton went ahead and kicked it deep. A perfect kick. If you can kick it over everybody's head and not get it to the end zone, that's perfect. So first down and 10 here, Donovan Trumbull. They'll officially mark the ball at the 14-yard line. And the Cardinals get a crack down for the first time of the third quarter. Out of the shotgun, Wiltfong. They spread that option out, pitches it to Slough. Picks his way across the 15, the 20, and out to about the 22-yard line. A gain of 8. Jordan Slough, I've got him for 91 yards. I've got Wiseman, 142 for Sutton. And again, it's a no-huddle offense for Donovan Trumbull. Take it, hand it to Slough. He's got a big hole off the left side, which closes quickly when he gets to the 25, but it's enough for the first down. Three more for Slough. A lot of work on the run game. Donovan Trumbull came out on that first drive and hit two big pass plays, 25 and 22. Then they hit a couple of pass plays on the last drive where they ran out of time at the 12-yard line. In between, they've also kept it on the ground. quite a bit. Donovan Trumbull now looks to the sidelines for the play call as they come up over the football. On first down and 10, Wilt Fong, shotgun. This time he fakes the handoff, keeps it himself around the right side. He's got some room if he can get to the corner. 30-35, but a penalty flag for a block in the back. The wide receivers have been called for that a couple of times. Only two penalties all night here on Donovan Trumbull. But when you run that play and they're so wide out there where you just have the one blocker, which is a wide receiver, against the one defensive back, it's easy to tell one way or the other. And now there's a pretty long discussion over there. The flags come flying out of there. If it is picked up, it will be a first down. But the flags were also thrown downfield. So it's going to be an illegal block. But this is going to be one of those weird ones where it might be a first down anyway. Now they call hold. Not illegal block. Now personal foul on Sutton. There were two flags. So it will be a first down for Donovan Trumbull because the 15 yards will be added on after the 10-yard penalty. So personal foul is just the third penalty on Sutton. So you've got a 10 yards for illegal block in the back. But then when you get the 15 yards, it's an automatic first down on a personal foul. And when it's all said and done here, Donovan Trumbull will pick up about 5 yards on that play, should mark it right around the 30-yard line, and that's what the officials are trying to figure out. Although the ball's all the way out to the 39. And the official trying to explain to Coach Raymer down here what exactly is going on. But again, you marked that penalty off from where the actual legal block was, so that's probably why we're a little farther up the field. Nonetheless, it's first and 10 here for Donovan Trumbull, and they'll hand it off up the middle. A little running room this time to the 45, to the 50, and into Sutton territory for another first down for Jordan Slough. Picking him up in big chunks now. That's going to be a gain of 13 more. 107, and Donovan Trumbull has found some holes here in this Sutton defense that nobody else has found this year. Again, no huddle. Hand it off Slough. Right side hole. 40 spins down to the 37-yard line. He's close to another first down. He's right at the sticks. And they'll stop the clock to take a look at it. I mean, it's just a hurry-up offense, and Slough's got another one. And as soon as Sutton sells out here, then Wilt Fong will burn him deep. That has been what the story has been. First and 10 at the 37-yard line of Sutton. 14-12, Donovan Trumbull. Midway through the quarter, handoff Slough got tripped up in the backfield that time, and for the first time, might actually be Pfeiffer. Let me double-check if that's Pfeiffer or Slough this time. I think they snuck Pfeiffer in there. And that is the case. Looked like maybe Pfeiffer stayed in there. It's going to be a gain of a couple. That'll bring up second down and 8. Wilt Fong on the snap. Inside handoff. Slough right up the middle. Gets to the 30. Pushes forward to about the 28-yard line. And a gain of nearly 7. And it's going to be third down and short. They just are not finding a way on the Mustang defensive line to bring down Jordan Slough, the 180-pound junior running back, who has gone over 1,000 yards rushing for the season tonight. Third down and 2 at the 29-yard line of Sutton. Shotgun Wilt Fong sets his offensive line down, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, hole to the left side, gets to the 25, the 20, and tripped up there at the 18-yard line. An 11-yard gain for Riley Wilt Fong. He hasn't carried it much, but when he has, it's about that same yardage every time. He had an 11-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. 14-12, Donovan Trumbull, and they set him down one more time. Out of the shotgun, Wilt Fong hands it off to Slough. Again, bounces off a tackle. He comes all the way from the left hash to the right, to the 15, to the 10. How many is he going to break? He's thrown out of bounds near the 6-yard line. It's going to be enough for another Donovan Trumbull first down. It's the Jordan Slough and Cole Wiseman show tonight. A lot of tackles by the defensive backs. And they're going to mark it around the 8-yard line, maybe the 7. A gain of 11 more. And they're riding the Slough train right now. First and goal, Wilt Fong will come up under center. Quick snap, give it to Slough, bounces off the right tackle, down to about the 5, just short of the 5. It'll be second down and goal. 3 more for Jordan. Trying to extend that lead, 14-12, 6:10 to go here in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull with the lead tonight here at Sutton. Wiltfong will go back to the shotgun. He'll have Pfeiffer in the backfield with him. Slough is the slot back left. Open to the right side. Quarterback draw up the middle. Wiltfong lowers his head. He's hit at the 1, and he is down at the 1. It'll be third and goal. Wiltfong picks up 4, and now Donovan Trumbull can take their time, decide what the play call will be. They've never really lined up to run power football tonight. And now they'll try to hurry up with a quarterback sneak. Wiltfong sets him down. Ooh, he's hit. I don't think he moved anywhere. Sutton really came through and ran up Joe Dine in the center before he even got the ball snapped. So the quickness that time hurt him. And it's going to be fourth down and goal. No gain on the play for Wiltfong. 5:10 and counting. And Coach Breckner and gang setting in their signals. Big play here for Sutton. Fourth and goal at the 1. Wiltfong under center. Calls the cadence. Takes the snap. Hands it to Slough. Off the left side. He stretches towards the goal line. And he's into the end zone for a Donovan Trumbull touchdown. Jordan Slough with his second touchdown of the night. And now a very important two-point conversion because it's 20-12. Sutton needs to keep it a one-possession ball game right now. As they line up for 2, 4:54 to go. Donovan Trumbull has about 20 guys out there on the field trying to decide what they want to do. Maybe they're going to line up and try and kick this one, it looks like. So they've got the 8-point lead. They're going to line up to kick it. Nathaniel Armin lining up to kick it. Let's see if they actually do. And here is the extra point. Long cane. Snap is good. The placement down. The kick is away. Armin has enough on it. And it is good inside the right upright. So with 4:54 to go in the third quarter of play, it's now Donovan Trumbull 21, Sutton 12. You're listening to High School Football on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
You're listening to High School Football on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Sutton, Donovan, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we have our first two-possession lead of the game tonight, Donovan Trumbull 21 and Sutton 12, with 4:54 to go, third quarter. And a squib kick goes straight out of bounds. Boy, Slough slipped as well with this coldest night of the year in the thick grass. It is pretty slick out there. The ball kicked out of bounds. And it's kicked out of bounds in front of the 35, so they can take it where it went out. And Sutton, again, we've mentioned this every time. Only one time, I believe, have they started inside their own 30. Numerous times across the 40 this time, Sutton will get to start at their own 43-yard line as they trail 21-12. The unbeaten Mustangs backs against the wall here a little bit. A lot of time left. Cole Wiseman, option wide side. That time he will pitch it. Get it out to Trey Raymer, runs towards the sideline, and he'll slide in the mud over here at the 50. And that's going to affect it later in the football game. He's right at the first down marker. I think he's going to be a yard short. Give Trey Raymer 9 yards. But we talked about this with the coaches before the ball game. How it is so wet up here is a mystery. It's like a water main broke because it hasn't rained, hasn't snowed, and it is absolutely, the field's okay. But along the sideline over here, it is just absolutely soaked, and it is a mud pile. And that time, both the tackler Slough and the defender, or the running back Raymer, went sliding into the mud. And don't think that that doesn't make you a little bit more cold when it's the first time all year that it's been like this. They're going to bring the chains out to measure for the first down. I believe they're going to be short, and they will be by about a half a yard. So it'll be second down and one. But Sutton, now they have a chance to put the ball in the air if they want, call anything they want. Second down and half a yard here. Ball at the Donovan Trumbull 48-yard line. Next week, our high school football takes us to another great top 10 matchup, a little backyard brawl in eight-man football, as the Kennesaw Blue Devils will travel just a little north to take on the Shelton Bulldogs. Shelton looking to go in undefeated. Kennesaw's only loss has come to Giltner. And we'll try and get you some score updates here in just a little bit. And now back to pass, second and short. Wiseman over the middle. He's got a man, and it's complete. 25-20, 15-10, Reed Stone, touchdown, Sutton. 48 yards, touchdown pass for the Mustangs. Stone takes it in. Well, not bad for not even attempting a pass until this quarter. And now Wiseman is 2 for 4 for 76 yards through the air. And Sutton answers right back. That took 17 seconds. One run, one pass, two plays. 57 yards. They'll line up to go for two. Wiseman's in the shotgun. And penalty flags before they can get it snapped. Looks like they headed up the field a little too quick. So illegal motion on the PAT. That's going to make it a little tougher to get the two-point conversion as Mitch Carlson stays in the backfield with Wiseman out of the shotgun. A 48-yard touchdown pass from Wiseman to Reed Stone has put Sutton right back in it. Again, there. Don't have a kicking game, so they're going for two. And from the 7-yard line, they'll put Johnson in motion. Fake it. Wiseman straight up the middle. Nobody touches him, and he's in there for the 2-point conversion. There's a little jet option for you, and Wiseman cuts it to one. But Donovan Trumbull still has the lead with 4:37 to go in the third quarter. Cardinals 21, Mustangs 20. We'll be right back.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We had three scores in the first quarter, none in the second. Three scores now here in the third quarter, and we're not done. 21-20, Donovan Trumbull, 4:37 left in the third quarter. And the kick is away here by Brody Yost. And it's spinning, heading to the end zone. Oh, no, it's going to die at the one. They've got to pick it up. 5, trying to get to the outside. 10, look out, some room for McNally. 15, and then he's going to be shoved backwards right there. So the directional kicking of Sutton here has really pinned Donovan Trumbull in. That thick grass wouldn't allow it to squeak into the end zone. McNally was sure hoping it would, but Zach finally had to pick it up and take off. And once again, Donovan Trumbull will start inside their own 20. The field position battle has definitely went to Sutton tonight. In fact, running backwards, they're only going to give him about the 11-yard line here. So Will Fong, under the shotgun center, under the shotgun snap, is going to hand it off around the right side to Slough. He'll make it out to the 15-yard line. And Jordan Slough had 15 carries in the first half. And here in the third quarter, that's his ninth carry. So already 24 carries. Going to get about 4 yards on this one. So that's 143 unofficially. Most of the night, Donovan Trumbull's been running the no huddle. And this time, Wilt Fong takes it, hands it to Slough up the middle. Big hole, 20, 25, and he'll be ridden down there. On the tackle is Harrison Beal. But another 9-yard gain on the play. And another Donovan Trumbull first down. That's 19, according to my count. I think that's almost as many as anybody has had in any game we've done this year. First and 10, ball at their own 25-yard line, leading by one. Oh, my, coming through on the blitz is going to be Trey Raymer, untouched. And he just squishes him back at the 20-yard line, a loss of 5. That may be the first lost yardage of the night for Slough. He didn't even get a chance to move a foot forward. Trey Raymer on the blitz. And that'll make it second down and 15. Doesn't deter Donovan Trumbull. They're ready to snap it again. Wilt Fong, option to the wide side. There's nowhere to go. He pitched it to Slough, and he's going to be brought down by Noah Johnson. Johnson gets him at the 15. They're going to lose 5 more. So for the first time tonight, Donovan Trumbull's going the wrong way. And you can tell, as soon as Wilt Fong started to run that, it was covered. It didn't matter if he kept it or pitched it. There were 3 black jerseys out there waiting. And back-to-back 5-yard losses makes it 3rd and 20 now. Wilt Fong's been able to complete long balls if he needs to here. Needs to get out to the 35-yard line for a first down. He's at his own 15. Takes the snap. 3-step drop. Waits. Well covered. Now he has to scramble. He's going to have to get rid of it. He decides to run 20, 25. He'll get some yards. Good decision there by Riley Wilt Fong. His man down the field, Creighton Burr, was covered and nowhere to go. So he decided, I'm going to get what I can. And he'll pick up 10 yards, make it 4th down and 10. And just the second punt of the night is coming up here. Both of them by Donovan Trumbull. Sutton has yet to punt the ball tonight. They either go for it or they score. Ball spotted just across the 25-yard line. And they're only anticipating about a 25-yard punt here because that's about all we've seen. Slough ready to boot this one away and runs forward, boots it away. It's a good one. And it's going to be taken at the 35-yard line by Brody Yost. Avoids one man, gets up to the 40 and brought down at the 41-yard line. That's a 39-yard punt that time. Good job by Slough. A little dangerous. He ran right up the middle. If anybody would have been coming up the middle to try and block that, they would have just crushed him. But once again, Sutton starts with great field position at their own 42-yard line. We have 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. It's Donovan Trumbull, 21, Sutton, 20, on the chilliest Friday night of the season, but a great crowd on hand. Sutton has homecoming, and Donovan Trumbull has traveled well. Option play, pitch it out to Raymer. Raymer across the 45 and out to the 48-yard line. So chunks of yards for both teams now as that option is working a little bit better for Sutton. It worked well in the first quarter, and Raymer is getting a few more touches right now. It's going to be a gain of 6. Trey with 51 yards. And Wiseman's only run it twice here in this quarter after 16 attempts in the first half. Raymer has gotten 5 carries, so trying to spread it out a little bit more on 2nd and 4. Wiseman, fullback dive this time. Carlson gets his first carry, and he's got a first down running over Cardinals to their 46-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 8. That's the first carry of the night for the fullback, Mitch Carlson, who's been in there blowing things up so that option runs well. 1st and 10, trailing by 1. Sutton, as we approach the final minute now of the third quarter. 21-20, Donovan Trumbull. Obviously, the difference have been the PATs. Sutton is 1 of 3 going for 2. Donovan 1 of 2, and then they kicked the extra point last time. Fake the fullback dive. Option to the short side. Wiseman cuts it up. Look out, 40, 35, 30. He is gone, and Sutton is in the lead. Wilt Fong, by the time he realized Wiseman was coming his way, was by him. A 46-yard touchdown run. Three big touchdown plays so far tonight for Sutton. And Wilt Fong almost ran him down, but instead, Wiseman is near 200 yards on the night. 188. What speed Cole Wiseman has. The fourth touchdown of this quarter. 39 seconds remain. And the last two scores, a 48-yard pass and a 46-yard run. Cole Wiseman makes it 26-21. Again, an important conversion here. You make it, you force Donovan Trumbull to do something. You don't, a touchdown gives them the lead. And again, it's going to be a quarterback draw. Wiseman up the middle, but he is hit and does not get in this time. Oh, no, now they give a late signal that he is in. It looked like he had been hit at the two-yard line and brought down because the tackle, Grady Cook, was right there. But somehow Wiseman stuck the ball out, a very late call. There's some discussion down on the goal line. Donovan Trumbull doesn't like it. They unpile, and Wiseman heads to the sideline. So with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter, Sutton has scored two touchdowns in 4 minutes, and they lead it 28-21. We'll be right back.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
It's been a great football game so far tonight. Here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and Sutton has regained the lead for the first time since the opening minutes. 28-21, swift kick picked up by Harmon, has some room up the middle, 30-35, and he'll be hit and brought down at the 38-yard line. In fact, Slough, I think the ball might have come loose, and he covered it. But decent field position here for Donovan Trumbull. And this is the most they've trailed by because it was 6-0. They took the lead 8-6. Eventually, we're up 21-12. But back-to-back touchdowns and two-point conversions have given 16 straight points in the last 4 minutes to Sutton. And they're trying to remain unbeaten, leading at 28-21. Let's see how Donovan Trumbull responds. Wilt Fong to throw. A little slant pattern to Armin. Complete at the 40, 45. Hit hard there by Wiseman and leaves him short of the first down. A gain of 8. Harmon was looking around, and that's the first completed pass, first attempted pass by Donovan Trumbull here in the third quarter. Time for one more play here as we're down to 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second and 2 Cardinals. Wilt Fong out of the shotgun, looking right, now dumps it underneath, and sitting on the ground making the catch is going to be Armin. It's enough for the first down. It's only about a 3, maybe a 4-yard completion, but it's enough to move the chains, and that will bring us to the end of the first of the third quarter of play here in Sutton. And your score, the Sutton Mustangs 28, the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals 21. We head to the fourth quarter on Classic Hits after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owner's insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owner's insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Major League Baseball playoffs going on in the wild card today. St. Louis Cardinals beat the Atlanta Braves 6-3 in the National League. In the American League, Baltimore and Texas are currently battling to see who advances on. And it is at the top of the fourth, still 1-1. And as we come back to action here, Donovan Trumbull's first play of the fourth quarter is going to be ruled a complete pass right in front of their sideline over there. It's going to be a gain of 8 to make it second down and 2. 28-21 in favor of Sutton as they scored twice at the end of the third quarter to come from behind, down by 9. Back to pass, Wiltfong throws over the outside, and he's got a man complete into Nate Armand's hands for the first down, 31-yard line, a gain of 12. Wiltfong has looked really, really good. 21 first downs. Jordan Slough, 142 yards rushing. Wiltfong has thrown for just shy of 145 yards. He wants to throw again. Pressure coming. Hit as he throws, and Pfeiffer can't quite get to it. That's really the first time that Wiltfong has had some pressure in his face, making him get rid of the football. For Sutton tonight, Cole Wiseman, 188 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. He's also 2-for-4 passing. That all came in the last quarter. And a 48-yard touchdown pass. So Wiseman has been in on all 4 Sutton touchdowns. No surprise. Wiltfong trying to set up a screen. They've got it to Slough. 30 up the field. 25. Steps over a man. 20. 15. Spun. Dragging men down to the 10. And he won't go down, but Brady Yost will at least stop him. And another first down. A 20-yard screen pass should set up first and goal for Donovan Trumbull. That ball is right on the 10, so they won't have to put the chains out should they not want to, and Donovan Trumbull trying to answer right back. And then it'll be up to them to decide what they do with an extra point if they can score. Burr, tight end to the left side. Snapping out of the shotgun, hand it off to Slough, dances to the 5 and dives forward to the 3. Boy, what a great job that this Donovan Trumbull line has done blocking for Slough tonight. He is running up in between the tackles, and it always seems like there's plenty of room for him. Gain of 6. It'll be second and goal at the 4. About as entertaining of a football game as you could want. Makes pretty much everybody forget how cold it is out tonight. Second and goal at the 4. Cardinals knocking on the door out of the shotgun. It's going to be kept this time by Wiltfong. Hurdles his own lineman. Gets to the 1. He's stood up and driven backwards. It'll be third and goal. Wiltfong with his 8th carry of the night sets up third and goal at the 1. Donovan Trumbull not huddling up, but they are slowing down just a little bit here, knowing how important this call will be. Remember, Sutton had to burn 2 timeouts earlier. That could come back a factor later on in this football game. Donovan Trumbull has all 3 of theirs. Long time to call the play in. Third and goal at the 1. Wiltfong is under center this time. Takes the snap, hands it to Slough. Slough left side, got in. Touchdown, Slough. He just kind of fell down and stuck the ball forward. He didn't run very far at all. He just kind of dove towards the bottom of the pile, and Slough makes it a 1-point game. At first, it did not look like Slough had got in, but they were a lot closer than 1 yard. They were about a quarter of a yard out. 149 yards, and Slough has his 2nd touchdown. Now they're going to line up, and they've decided to go for 2. They're 1-for-2 on 2-point conversions. They brought Armand in last time to kick the extra point. It was beautiful. An extra point kick would tie it, but they're going to go for 2 out of the shotgun. Wiltfong sends a man in motion. Option play with 2 options to the right side. Wiltfong keeps it. He's in for the 2-point conversion. Riley took it right off the right guard and gives Donovan Trumbull the lead back. 9:36 to go in the football game. Donovan Trumbull 29, Sutton 28. We're back after this.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to a Nicola. It's not good.
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Don't forget, at the end of our ball game tonight, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime, or excuse me, the Misco Sports postgame show. We're past halftime. And then the Platte River Preps Friday night scoreboard. 29-28, a scoring fest here in the second half. Donovan Trumbull to boot it away. It's a bouncy onside kick type of kick. It's not an intentional. It's just a squib kick. Did take a pretty good bounce, but Sutton is able to cover the football that time with Tyler Bailey. But again, it's right around the 40. They'll mark it at the 41. Score updates, Kearney all over Fremont, 30-0. Lincoln North Star leads Grand Island Senior High, 28-7 in the third. Northwest is shutting out Aurora, 27-0. McCook over Hastings, 34-6. Those are all third-quarter scores. Kearney Catholic leads Cozad, 24-0. Gibbon over St. Paul, 14-6. First down and 10, Wiseman gives it off on the fullback die. Carlson dives forward for a couple. Only the second time that Carlson has carried the football here. Two carries for 10 yards. Couple other scores for you. St. Cecilia over Southern Valley, 22-0 in the fourth quarter. Ravenna led Wood River, 26-6, but that was at half. Elm Creek, 26-0 over Overton. Arapahoe blowing out Alma. Bruning Davenport Shickley taking care of Franklin. Giltner all over Pleasanton. Shelton easy in their ballgame, too. Here's an option pitch to Raymer on the short side. Gets to the 45, lowers his shoulder, and he'll drop down just short of the first down at the 49-yard line. A gain of 6 that time for Trey Raymer. And it's going to be third down and a full yard here. Ball just short of midfield. They need to get just across midfield for the first down for the Sutton Mustangs. 29-28, Donovan Trumbull. Great performances tonight by the star players, but the offensive lines, they've been blocking as well. Quick snap, Wiseman keeps it. Ooh, he slipped as he tried to turn up, didn't get it. In fact, he slipped so quickly that he couldn't stick the ball out. That's all he really needed to do, but it's going to be fourth down and a yard. And it would not seem to be a problem, but there have been three times tonight that Sutton hasn't converted on fourth. Again, Sutton has not punted in this football game. Fourth and one, Mustangs, right at midfield, trailing by one, 29-28, with 7:50 to go in the football game. Unbeaten Sutton, needing a yard. Power eye, little movement, but they didn't jump. Wiseman takes it, gives it to the fullback, Carlson, who just came over the top of the pile enough to get the first down. He crawled really over the back of Joe Dinan. Dinan came in and had him around the knees, but he just kind of crawled over his back, which should be enough for the first down. They will bring in the chains to measure it. And in this case, it's not the greatest spot in the world for Sutton. Trey Raymer says we got it. Let's find out. As they bring the chains from the Donovan Trumbull sideline out, this is a huge, huge measurement. Stretch the chains. Uh-oh. They're going to... When the referee gets on his knees, look out. Oh, they give a first down. Donovan Trumbull was celebrating when they stretched the chains, and then the referee got down on a knee to look, and that's usually when that means they tip the football, and the first down is given. Donovan Trumbull, players can't believe it. I knew it's close. I couldn't tell you if it was or was not, but it, for Sutton, was a crucial, crucial measurement. I think that's one you probably get when you're playing at home. So by an inch, Sutton's still alive. First down and 10, option play, Wiseman. Off the left side, got hit hard. And down on the ground is going to be Joe Diamond, slow to get up for the Cardinals. That was a almost helmet-to-helmet or helmet-to-shoulder pad collision. And Wiseman took it inside the 45 to the 43. That's going to be a gain of 6. And bring up second down and 4. 29-28, Donovan Trumbull, 7:10 to go. Quick snap. Option same way. Wiseman keeps following his left tackle for a first down from the 40 down to the 37-yard line. And that will get Cole Wiseman over 200 yards rushing the football tonight. But how about the left guard, Robbie Kelly? We were told how well he played last week, kind of the game of his career last week. And he's having a good one here tonight following the left side in Jake Nuss and Robbie Kelly. First and 10 for Sutton. Should be their 14th of the night. Handoff fullback Carlson, just a little bit of a seam, and he just comes forward and falls forward for about 4 to about the 32. Maybe 4.5 or 5. Let's see where they finally do put the ball down at. Let's give Carlson credit for a 5-yard gain. So this is key here. Donovan Trumbull only up by 1, and Sutton using some time off the clock. Again, quick snap. Carlson off the left side. He's finding some room. He's not running for touchdowns. He's just trying to leap forward, and he does across the 30 to the 25. 7 more yards for Mitch Carlson. So you can tell some of the adjustments that this Sutton coaching staff made. When they're running that option, go ahead and pitch it to Raymer a couple of times. They've thrown the ball here in the second half. They've given the ball to Carlson here in the second half. Cole Wiseman has not been holding onto the ball every single play like he really did for most of that first half when he had 16 carries. This time a little longer to get out of the huddle, but so both teams are so quick that they think they're running out of time when they're not. Here's going to be a quarterback keeper all the way around the left side by Wiseman. Turns the corner at the 20, close to the 15-yard line. Depends where he say he stepped out of bounds. He's going to be right at the first down marker at the 15. Stopping the clock momentarily with 5:54 to go in the football game, 29-28, Donovan Trumbull. They'll say that Wiseman is just short, so it'll be second down and 1. Through the air, Wiseman 2 of 4 for 76 yards, including a 48-yard touchdown strike to Reed Stone. Second and 1 at the 15 of Donovan Trumbull. Hand it to Carlson. He's hit immediately, but he's got the first down. He didn't need anything, and he got a yard. Blowing things up that time. Let me double-check the number there. Must be Eric Tobin on the tackle. So Carlson, credit for 2. Another first down for Sutton. And they will have it at the 13-yard line of the Cardinals. I formation. Option, left side, all kinds of room for Wiseman. Can he hit the corner? No, he'll be shoved out of bounds inside the 5-yard line by Jordan Slough, but it'll be a first and goal for Sutton. Wiseman, plenty of room when he turned the short side. They've run that option so many times to the short side tonight, and it's been big, 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 a gain of 11 yards. Cole Wiseman sets up first and goal at the 2. Sutton down 1, but it appears not for long. Still 5:26 to go in the game. They try to spread the field a little bit here. Break the huddle quickly. Wiseman under center, takes it, hands it off to Raymer. Left side, tries to back his way in there. And it appears that he's in. We've had a lot of late calls, but he's into the end zone for a Sutton touchdown. Trey Raymer with his first touchdown run of the night. And Sutton is back on top, 34-29, with 5:18 to go in this football game. Unbeaten Sutton, leading 4-1. Donovan Trumbull, they're 2 for 4 on their 2-point conversions tonight. They missed the first 2, and they have scored on the last 2. One of them was a 7-yarder because of a penalty. They'll line up in the I formation. Wiseman rolls to his right, wants to throw, pump fake, slips, puts his hand down, dives for the goal line, and he got in there. He slipped, put his hand down, and just got the ball across before his knee hit, and the 2-point conversion is good. So, with 5:18 to go, it's Sutton 36, Donovan Trumbull, 29. We'll be right back on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. But when it's too hot or too cold, you're bound to be uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, St. Paul, Gibbon. AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
Brody Yost ready to boot it away here for Sutton. This has been a circus all night long for both kickoff teams, but we haven't seen any big returns because of it. So here we go. Brody Yost to boot it away for Sutton. He approaches, he boots it, gets his foot into it. Pretty good one. It'll be taken back at the 15-yard line. Harmon's got it to the right side, and then he's going to be crushed as he tries to stop and go back against the grain. And another big tackle for Harrison Beal. When someone needs to go down hard, Harrison Beal is there to accommodate them. And it'll be a long field to carry here and cover for Donovan Trumbull as they'll start at the 23. But they've got all their timeouts and 5:14. None of the drives that have scored, none of the touchdown drives tonight have taken that long. But a 7-point Sutton lead now. All offense, second half. And Wiltfong, quarterback draw, will bring it across the 25 and dive out to the 28 near the 29. Good gain on the first down run. Mark him at the 28. Call that a gain of 5. And bring up second down and 5. Get unofficially. I've got the Cardinals with 23 first downs. Sutton with 18. No huddle. Ready to go, Wiltfong. He'll hand it off to Jordan Slough. Bounces off the left tackle. Tries to reverse his field and goes nowhere. Coming through on the tackle, there's Reed Stone to help out. We haven't had third and long much tonight. This isn't very long, but it's third down and 5. Maybe 4. Give Slough 1 on the carry. But Donovan Trumbull, the way the game's going, can't afford to think punt. Wiltfong under pressure, throws it out here in the flat, and it's underthrown, incomplete. Raymer was coming over to cover Burr. And the pass was thrown a little bit behind Burr, incomplete, and now it's fourth down. And this is a rarity. And Donovan Trumbull going to burn a timeout. This is one of those where you punt it or you and don't burn a timeout, but they've decided to go for it. They've not been able to stop Sutton here in the second half of play. It was 14-6, Donovan Trumbull at halftime. 4 touchdowns in the third quarter, 2 more here in the fourth. The teams are going back and forth. But right now, undefeated Donovan Trumbull has the edge here at home, 36-29, 4:21 left to go in the football game, and the Cardinals face a fourth down and 4. And they have went for fourth downs a couple of times here, completed a pass on fourth down that set up their second score of the football game, converting a fourth and 5 from just outside the 20-yard line back in the first quarter, but when it's been fourth down, they've punted the ball, and where they're at, their own 28-yard line, this is the do-or-die play right here for Donovan Trumbull. If this had been a game like the first half where they'd been stopping Sutton, you'd have had time to punt the ball. But not now, apparently. Here we go. Slough in the backfield. Wiltfong in the shotgun. Fourth and 4 here for Donovan Trumbull. Wiltfong rolls to his left, wants to throw out in the flat. It's complete for first down, 35, 40, breaking tackles out to the 45-yard line into Nathaniel Armand's hand. So a nice play right into his breadbasket. He was wide open, and the 28 out to the 45, a gain of 17, and Donovan Trumbull keeps the drive alive. Now in comfortable position again, first and 10, near midfield. Here comes a blitz. They'll hand it off. He runs right by the blitz, does Slough into Sutton territory at the 50, brought down at the 48-yard line. A gain of 7 for Jordan Slough. Don't forget, when we're done here, the Misco Sports postgame show. All the final stats, score updates, and then the Friday night scoreboard show at the bottom of the hour. Second and three. Twins to the right side as Wiltfong stays in that shotgun with Slough. Wiltfong keeps it. First down over the right side, across the 45, and inside to the 43-yard line. A gain of 4 yards, 5 yards, 5 yards on the play. Donovan Trumbull trying to get to 5-1. And even if they do score, it'll be interesting to see what they do on the PAT. Slough right up the middle. Plugged up a little bit. Gets to the 40 to the 39. It's not 1 and 2 yard gains here. If you hold somebody to 4 yards on first down, you've done a heck of a job. And that's exactly what happened there. Clock continues to run. 3:15 to go. 36-29. Sutton leading Donovan Trumbull. Second down and 6. Slough again up the middle. He's getting a little tired. He didn't have as much bounce in his step there. And he's wrapped up at the 37-yard line. A gain of 2. It'll be third down at about 3.5. Tangled up down there. A little slow to get up, but really slow to get up is going to be number 50, Blake Treat. I think he might have got stepped on or bent over there. Third and 3, Donovan Trumbull at the Sutton 36. Out of the shotgun, Slough again. They just keep feeding him, and he keeps producing. First down to the 32-yard line. A gain of 5 more. Jordan Slough, 168 yards rushing. On the other side, quarterback Cole Wiseman of Sutton unofficially with 221 yards rushing. 2:28 and counting to go. The drive is on. Wiltfong wants to throw. Pressure to the left side. And he's hit and dumps it off and then thrown down into the bench. Will we get a late flag? Well, this might be an intentional grounding flag. Mitch Carlson threw Wiltfong into the Donovan Trumbull bench. They're going to throw a flag. And the reason it's intentional grounding, Carlson had his arm. He could hardly throw it forward. I don't think that's the best intentional grounding call of all time, if they call it. Let's see what the call is. Waiting for the indication, a big call here. We haven't had very many penalties in the game. No, it's going to be a dead ball personal foul against Sutton for roughing the passer. And that will move the ball all the way down to the 17-yard line. A 15-yard penalty as he took him down just a little too hard. Moved the ball to the 17-yard line. First and 10, Donovan Trumbull. 2:17 to go in the game. 36-29, Sutton. As we come down to the wire here in week 6. Man in motion. Haven't seen much of that. It's Pfeiffer. Still going to be a draw up the middle to Slough inside the 15. He's hit at about the 12. And brought down right there, pushed back maybe to the 13-yard line. A gain of 3. They're going to say his knee hit before that. They're going to say his knee hit at the 14. Time is not a factor here unless they don't convert the PAT. Obviously, they have to score. Second down and 7. Shotgun. Slough again. Finds his way through the middle, but we've got flags before the play starts. An illegal procedure going to be called on Donovan Trumbull. That is the first procedure penalty of the entire night and only the third penalty in the ball game against Donovan Trumbull. 5 penalties against Sutton for 52 yards, 3 for 25 yards against Donovan Trumbull. But now that might put him into a passing situation. Second down, call it 13. 1:40 and counting. Ball at the 19-yard line of Sutton. Donovan Trumbull down 7. And Wiltfong sets him down the shotgun. Rolls right. Slough blocking. Throws it out there. It's complete to Pfeiffer at the 10-yard line. And he'll get inside to about the 9. But short of the first down, it'll be third down and the clock continues to run. A gain of 10. A lot of underneaths and screens have been run tonight by Donovan Trumbull. Third down, we'll call it about 3. And we've got all kinds of flags. Donovan Trumbull has, for the first time tonight, got a little undisciplined. I think they're trying to go too fast. They've got two timeouts. And considering you would have to recover an onside kick if you don't convert the PAT, there's no reason not to use them now. Settle these troops down. But another five-yard penalty. You go 34 minutes without a procedure penalty or an offsides, and then you get two and three plays. 1:08 to go. 36-29 Sutton. It's third and eight, Donovan Trumbull. The ball spotted at the 14-yard line of Sutton. Pfeiffer in motion again. Wiltfong back to pass. Fakes the screen out to the outside. Tries to go over the middle, and it's over Jordan Slough's hands and incomplete, and we're at fourth down. So it all comes down to this. And a timeout will be called by Donovan Trumbull. So fourth down and eight for the Cardinals at the 14-yard line of Sutton. We've got 55 seconds to go. Sutton 36, Donovan Trumbull 29. We'll finish it up right after this.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Let George's be your one-stop shop for ground and aerial spraying. George's offers all types of custom spraying for most any need. Call today at 773-5581. That's 773-5581. With over 25 years of experience, you know that you're getting a qualified professional spraying company. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Well, a roughing the passer penalty on Sutton allowed Donovan Trumbull to move inside the red zone, but they've had two procedure penalties. Got inside the 10, but now it's fourth down and eight, just inside the 15. They need to get to the 7 for a first down, and they need all 14 for the touchdown. So here we go. Game on the line, 36-29, Sutton. Shotgun Wiltfong, flanked to the right by his running back, Slough. Takes the snap, and before we can get going, we've got a timeout called by Sutton. Steve Raymer just got it called in time. He wanted to see what the Cardinals were going to do. And that's the final timeout, because remember, Sutton used two timeouts in the first 3 minutes of the half. So another timeout. We'll be right back.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustace Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
55 seconds remain in this football game. 36-29 Sutton. It was 14-6 Donovan Trumbull at the half. And both teams' offenses have been explosive here in the second half. But it all comes down to this. Fourth down and eight, Donovan Trumbull at the Sutton 14-yard line. Eight for a first down. And 14 for the touchdown. As they reset the clock here because of the timeout. It is again, same formation. Will they change the play? Trips to the right. Burr, Pfeiffer, and Armin. You've got Slough in the backfield for your quarterback in Riley Wiltfong. Here we go. Fourth down and eight. Takes the snap. Wiltfong back to pass. Throws to the end zone. Ball's tipped. Jump ball. Incomplete. It's knocked away by Trey Raymer. Intended for Donovan Trumbull's Kenny Pfeiffer. And Sutton is going to stay undefeated as long as they can get the center quarterback exchange. Wiltfong had the ball tipped just as he threw it. It was just that much underthrown, Raymer, that he was able to get a hand on it and knock it away from the intended receiver in Kenny Pfeiffer. And what a football game we have. It should be a happy homecoming now for the Sutton Mustangs as Cole Wiseman takes the snap, backs up two steps, kneels on the ball, and Donovan Trumbull will use the timeout. It will be their final timeout. Let's give you some scores right now while we've got a chance here. Most of these are in the fourth quarter. Kearney over Fremont, 37-6. Lincoln North Star over Grand Island, 35-7. Grand Island Northwest, 54. Aurora, nothing. McCook, 34. Hastings, 12. Holdridge, 17. Lexington, 14. Adams Central has defeated Minden tonight by a score of 35-0 in that football game. 35-0 is your final score in that one, Adams Central. What else do we have here? It was Kearney Catholic really taking it to Cozad tonight. What a score here, 31-0 Stars. St. Paul losing to Gibbon, 28-6. Grand Island Central Catholic leading Central City, 28-14. St. Cecilia over Southern Valley, 22-0 in the fourth. And one more knee taken here by Sutton. And if the officials don't hustle the ball up to the line of scrimmage, then they won't have to make another snap. Well, they will. They'll blow the ball ready for play, make them snap it one more time. And so Sutton won't waste any time. They'll walk up there and get ready to snap it, and then this football game will be over. And there's the snap, there's the knee, and the Sutton Mustangs, who found themselves down 21-12 with 4:54 to go in the third quarter, finish this game on a 27-8 run to remain undefeated. The Sutton Mustangs, 36. The Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, 29. The Cardinals fall to 4-2. And as we just said, Sutton improves to 6-0, and Donovan Trumbull has to play St. Cecilia next week. And for Sutton, the third or fourth, actually, a consecutive big-time football team in a row, they welcome in Thayer Central, who started the night at 4-1. Very, very entertaining football game tonight. Saw some offense out of the gate, saw some defense in the second quarter, then saw a lot more offense from a variety of young men in the second half, 36-29. And we'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a good neighbor pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, Sutton Pharmacy is ready to help. They'll take the time to talk with you to find out exactly what's best for you and your family. For everything to get you well and stay well, trust Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton. 210 North Saunders in Sutton.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Well, and welcome back, everyone. We want to thank all the folks here at Sutton for their hospitality, and obviously everything going to be a lot happier tonight and tomorrow for homecoming here at Sutton, because the Mustangs able to rally tonight for the 36-29 victory over Donovan Trumbull in a great, great football game here. It was worth the watch. It was worth the drive. Unfortunately, somebody, as they always say, had to win and somebody had to lose. But if both of these teams continue to play like this, they're worth coming out and watching, and they're going to win a lot more football games before this season comes to an end. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports has been taking care of schools in the area and the state for half a century, and they continue to keep our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Let's take a look at the latest scores that we have for you here. And Kearney Catholic has just finished off Cozad by a score of 31-7 is the final in that game. A couple of scores that we didn't give you right before the break there. Shelton over Lawrence Nelson, 46-0. Axtell leads Wilcox Hildreth, 42-30 late. Giltner beat Pleasanton, 74-24 to remain undefeated on the season. If we get some more updates, we'll pass those along to you. Kearney, Grand Island Northwest, big winners. Holdridge in a 3-point lead over Lexington. So some good, good football games out there tonight. We'll come back, look at the final stats and more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now is the time to buy Smart Strand DuPont Serona during Mohawk's anniversary sale, September 26th through November 6th. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, trying to finish up the final stats of this football game. And let's take a look at what Donovan Trumbull was able to put together tonight, led by Jordan Slough. I had him for 35 carries, 171 yards, and three touchdowns on the ground tonight for Jordan Slough. Kenny Pfeiffer, 3 carries for 3 yards. Nathaniel Armand, 2 carries for 10 yards. Quarterback Riley Wiltfong, 10 carries, 50 yards, and 1 touchdown. Unofficially, I had Donovan Trumbull, 50 running attempts. We told you, keep moving the ball, no huddle. They were able to run a ton of plays tonight. Unofficially, I had them for 72 offensive plays. That is incredible in a high school football game. 50 rushes for 234 yards. For Riley Wiltfong, he was very consistent through the air tonight. Didn't throw a lot of deep balls. His 2 biggest completions of the night were his first 2 passes that led them down the field for their opening score. In the first half, Wiltfong, I had him 8 of 11 for 123 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. In the second half, I had him 7 of 11, no interceptions, no touchdowns, and 79 yards. So, for the football game, that would make Wiltfong 15 out of 22, no interceptions, no touchdowns, and 202 yards through the air. 202 for Wiltfong, 234 on the ground, 202 through the air. That's 436 yards of offense. I had Donovan Trumbull for an unbelievable 27 first downs in this ball game. 4 penalties for 30 yards, but 2 of them were procedure penalties on the final drive that really hurt. They punted the ball twice tonight for an average of 37 and a half yards. We'll look at the numbers for Sutton right after this timeout.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
It's the Take the Money and Ride National Event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of 4 eligible Cooper tires from CPI Mr. Tire, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card, too. Visit your area CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Well, not only did he win a football game tonight, but Harrison Beals, your homecoming king here at Sutton, as the royalty just being announced as we continue on the Misco Sports postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers I had for Sutton. Noah Johnson, 4 carries for 46 yards. Mitch Carlson, 6 carries for 28 yards. Trey Raymer, 16 carries for 59 yards and the game-winning touchdown. And Cole Wiseman, the outstanding quarterback for the Sutton Mustangs, and he's just a junior. Most of these kids are juniors. They've got some good seniors on there as well. But how about Wiseman tonight? In the first half, 16 carries, 118 yards. In the second half, 8 carries, 103 yards, 24 rushing attempts, 221 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the ground tonight for Cole Wiseman. In the air, he threw all of his passes on one drive or two drives in the third quarter. Didn't even attempt to pass the first half. He was 2 for 4 tonight, 76 yards, including a 48-yard touchdown pass to Reed Stone. So 297 total yards for Cole Wiseman tonight. And as a team, 50 rushing attempts for 354 yards, 76 through the air, 430 yards, which is just 6 yards shy of what Donovan Trumbull had. I had Sutton for 18 first downs in the ball game. They never turned it over. They never punted in the game. I think they were stopped 4 times on fourth down. They did have 5 penalties in the ball game for a total of 52 yards. Let's recap how the game broke down in case you missed us early on. Donovan Trumbull won the flip, and they wanted to put that high-octane offense out there, so they just said, we're going to go ahead and take the ball. Well, Sutton coach Steve Raymer says, no, you're not, and Sutton onside kicked the opening kickoff, which barely made it the 10 yards, but they did cover it, and I think it was Beal that did run it down over there. Him or Jake Nuss covered that onside kick, and so they had just 52 yards to go. It took them 5 plays. They did have to convert 4th and 1, but after they did that, Cole Wiseman scored the first touchdown on a 40-yard sprint. 9:57 to go after the 2-point conversion was no good, made it 6-0. Well, answering right back was Donovan Trumbull. They marched 81 yards and capped it off on Jordan Slough's 5-yard touchdown run. Wilt Fong hit Nate Armand on a 2-point conversion pass. It was 8-6. Donovan Trumbull was 7:26 to go in the first quarter. Then after Sutton slowed down on offense a little bit, Donovan Trumbull took their first lead, an 11-yard touchdown run by Riley Wilt Fong with 56 seconds to go in the first quarter after converting a 4th down and 5, capped a 67-yard drive. The 2-point conversion pass was no good. 14-6 Cardinals at the end of the first quarter. Sutton was stopped at the Donovan Trumbull 1 with just over 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, and we had no scoring in that second quarter. But the only penalty on Donovan Trumbull in the first half was a chop block that cost Jordan Slough a 78-yard touchdown run. They ended up not scoring on that drive, and how big is that as the game progressed? So it was 14-6 at the half, and then that's when the offense has just kept on going. Sutton took the opening kickoff of the second half, marched it down the football field, and a 2-yard run by Cole Wiseman, again after they converted a 4th down. The run was no good, and that made the score 14-12. Donovan Trumbull still had the lead at that time. Donovan Trumbull took the lead out to 21-12 with 4:54 to go in the third quarter. Went on 4th down and goal. Jordan Slough took it in from the 1-yard line. Then the only extra point kick of the night, Nathaniel Armand came in, made it. That made it a 9-point game at 21-12. But we'd been squib kicking it all night long. Donovan Trumbull did it again, and it only took 2 plays for the Sutton Mustangs to go 57 yards and a 48-yard touchdown pass from Cole Wiseman to Reed Stone. The 2-point conversion run was good. It was 21-20 Donovan Trumbull on a drive that took 17 seconds. And then Donovan Trumbull gave up the lead. Wiseman, a 46-yard touchdown run, capping a 58-yard drive. And the extra point run was good by Wiseman, 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Sutton had taken the lead back at 28-21, but not for long. Donovan Trumbull on their next possession marched right down the field, and Slough capped it off with his 3rd touchdown run of the night, another 1-yarder. And Riley Wilt Fong, they decided to go for 2. An extra point ties it. They go for 2. Wilt Fong runs it in, 9:36 to go, 29-28. Donovan Trumbull. And then Sutton marched it right back down the field. Trey Raymer took it in from 2 yards out to complete a 59-yard drive. Wiseman runs it in again for 2. 5:18 to go, 36-29. Donovan Trumbull had one more chance. They converted a 4th down and 4 at their own 28-yard line. Marched it all the way inside the red zone. Got it down to the 8-yard line. But a procedure penalty backed them up, and they could not convert 4th and 8 as Trey Raymer batted away a pass in the end zone intended for Kenny Pfeiffer, which sealed the deal and Sutton goes to 6-0. Donovan Trumbull falls to 4-2. Mustangs 36-29. We'll wrap things up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Our Platte River radio games tonight look like this. Adams Central blank Minden 35-0. Kearney Catholic over Cozad 31-7. McCook has just about finished off Hastings 41-12. And again here, Sutton 36-29 is the final score. We're going to see if we can get a chance to talk with Coach Raymer of Sutton on our post-game show and the Platte River Preps Friday Night Scoreboard Show, which is coming up next here on Classic Hits. So stay tuned for that. Skip Barry, along with Merritt Lawson, and, of course, our producer and engineer back at the studio, Stacy Johns, all putting on the Friday Night Scoreboard Show coming your way next. Major League Baseball, St. Louis, a 6-3 winner over Atlanta today. And in the bottom of the sixth, Baltimore leads Texas 2-1 in the wild card. Great football game here tonight. It's a happy homecoming for Sutton. They win it 36-29. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, they have been equipping our local schools for every season, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play when you talk to the gang at Misco's. Final score, Sutton 36, Donovan Trumbull 29. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.